You ready?
Good.
Okay, all ready. So everybody's here, we're gonna open the meeting. Just so everybody knows, audio recording in progress as required by law. Additions and deletions, we don't have any. Citizens input. I see a lot of people here, but none of it is citizens. It's all groups or whatever that's already scheduled.
I think it's this next one.
Yeah, so the next thing I see is Lake Eden Association and Perry Thomas.
Yes, I am Perry Thomas, representing Lake Eden Association. My home address is 850 Boy Scout Camp Road, North Point, otherwise known as the North Point of Lake Eden. I have a handout to, this is a timetable of the tasks in a project the Lake Eden Association is working on. That's all of you.
Is this guy?
You all have the full thing to read later.
Okay, to read later. This is all grant thing.
This is just
deliverables. I need one now.
You need one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have funding through the Lake Champlain Basin Program for the final stage of the Lake Eden Watershed Action Plan that Peter of the Lamoille County Conservation District and several other partners developed, have been working through, have most of the projects done. We've got one tough nut to crack at the end, which is the shoreland restoration around the lake. I know you all have been involved in some of that. This project is mostly about outreach and education to bring everyone around the lake, including members of the larger Eden community, up to speed as to what's important about restoring the shoreland. I've made several visits to the Eden Central School with my puppets. We've planted trees by a puppet stage and thought about the benefits of planting trees and other vegetation along the shoreline. I have highlighted on this timeline the specific steps that we're here to talk about today. The buffer for Blue Lakes consultations and designs, those are in progress. The Conservation District is taking the lead on those. And then if you turn the page over at the top, facilitate a meeting of the Lakeshore Drive homeowners. Peter and the Conservation District are taking the lead on that along with John Cannon. They're planning a meeting this coming Friday as part of a shoreline restoration workshop at the rec area. We've been in communication with Jonna and Pam about that. And then the final thing that we have kind of represented here this evening is the Headwater Lake Restoration Internships. We have Sydney Rochette here, who's an environmental engineer by training. She's just completed an interview today with the Liddy family. They hosted last fall's shoreland restoration project. It was a workshop at their place. Art Crisillo, who's the past president of the Lake Eden Association, was there along with 20 others. And so she's documenting that, and we're going to put out a publication this fall, just documenting the success stories around the lake related to restoration. And with that, I will turn it over to Peter to describe this restoration workshop that's planned for Friday and the possibility of planting at the recreation area.
Yes, so Enrique, I know I've talked with you about this during our work we did already down at the Recreation Center with the rain garden, correct?
Yeah.
You know, we also have talked about maybe putting some plantings along the stream in a certain way that enters into Eden on the other side of the camp, or on the other side of the recreation area. And so we're going to use that as a platform for this outreach session and at the pavilion talk about what's the benefits of lakeshore plantings and then actually put some in the ground. So, you know, I had a question as well as to going back a few years when we walked the area. I know that you wanted to have some shade trees, but we didn't want it to be completely condensed with plantings because you want to still have access to the stream.
Right, because in the past we've had flooding down there. Yeah. We still have to be able to maintain that stream. If something happens up above, you get any erosion. I mean, right now it's stone lined. It's been been holding its own right there.
Yeah, that's good.
But there again, when you start to get trees in there, it becomes a maintenance issue with management because, likely last year, how many did you have to take down?
At least three.
Up around by the campers.
Okay.
I mean, they look nice when they're small, but when they grow up, I mean, you have to maintain them as you.
Yeah, and I think that's why we looked at that and moved the ditch that way, too, in there. Remember?
Yes,
there,
I do recall that.
So that's why we decided we did that, because we weren't going to put any trees or anything about that, so that we stayed away from the brook part that's over there and the stone lined ditch into there. And we were able to put the canoe rack or the kayak rack, whatever, where we were able to make it bigger instead of smaller, right? And we moved it.
That worked out real nice.
Yeah.
It looks good.
That's why we decided back then when we talked about it, because we put quite a bit of planning with you remember, putting that in there. And that's why with the handicap parking as well, we wanted to make sure that they were able to get to the beach.
Yep. So, I want to definitely, we want to work closely with the town on anything we do. And so,
this looks like it's over by the brook.
I guess I'm trying to make a plan really quick in a week. What's your availability on Thursday to meet with me down there just to like double check the spots?
Unfortunately, I just made big,
big
commitment on Thursday afternoon.
It's like being at work, my plan
is
the last
minute. There would be like a 10-minute meeting, like any point during the day where I just...
Right now, we're working on a culvert project down here on Lakeville, so I could probably sneak up there for a little bit.
Okay.
You know.
Just so, like, if we were to do, as we said, a few plantings. So, this is an artist rendition
friend
put together. And we wanted to sort of mimic, there's birch down there, and there's also some other varieties of shade trees, and then what would be allowable as far as you being able to have access to do any ditch work there, and what we could use, how do we spread them, space them out, is basically what I was going to ask. You could maybe check that out and make sure we're doing the right thing. But ultimately, we're asking for the ability to at least plant a few trees down there just for educational purposes. And then as far as maintenance...
You're going to plant them Thursday?
No, Friday would be when we'd want to plant them. Thursday would be when to check them out.
Yeah. See, this kind of bothers me in a way. Okay. I mean, why weren't you here 2 weeks ago when we had our meeting so we could kind of plan this?
We were all doing
three of us could go.
Exactly. I don't want to make this decision with one board member.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean.
One board member.
Yeah, I can't.
He can't make it. He can't make it.
Okay.
So I'm the only one.
Okay. Yeah. No. Apologies. We've been.
As you know, I'm right up front about this stuff.
Sure. So we can find alternatives if need be. Then. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know how you guys feel about it.
I mean, if they want to plant two trees and some bushes, I would happily defer to you. If you know. Because what
as long as we need to have some spacing in there.
Right, I would happily defer to you.
Overgrown with trees all the way up through there.
No. Like, we'd want to do what the town would want.
Because we cleaned the other up. There aren't many trees up there.
Yeah, so this is what it looks like now.
So
right?
It'd be... So.
And that's what he wants, some bushes and a tree or two.
My biggest problem is there's no runoff right there.
There isn't any,
So, I guess that's...
Well, the rock line is good, and the trees do better because there's many purposes for why.
It's supposed to be for erosion, right?
And it's supposed to be for erosion.
Yeah. Hate to admit it, but there always is a chainsaw.
Yeah, I mean, if you plant them in there in the way, you got to put them in. Yeah, you can always do that.
So I apologize for the short notice. But
I can meet up there. Whether they that's up to you guys. Whether you want them to plant them.
I don't know. What do you think?
Friday.
Like he said,
just a chainsaw
weight. Just a chainsaw weight. I've not been there. I hate to do that, but if they need a training, they're looking for more like
Well, don't change some, you know, because they're not big enough yet.
We wouldn't. We wait till
later. You gotta wait a few years.
Crush cutter, take care of it.
But if you can't do that, we'll transplant them somewhere else. We have a nursery now, by the way, so we'll just bring them up to our nursery. But I would rather not. I'd rather keep them there for
the But it sounded to me like you want to educate some people
on
what it should look like.
And why you have a buffer zone, which is more than just.
And if it's an education thing, you know, in the interest of moving that forward, I would defer to. I would easily defer.
I'll go up. Rick, I'll go up.
Get with you. Make sure
it's
good.
This way, Will.
Yeah, stay right next to the brook tight. That's all I would ask.
To the pavilions.
From that picture, it looks like it's.
And I can be available at your convenience, whatever time you say.
You tell me.
Thursday's wide open for me, so.
Yeah. 6 o'clock.
Sure.
Yeah, so, 6 o'clock in the morning.
In the morning, sure.
Whatever.
No, seriously.
No. Eight will work for you.
Okay.
I
work long days too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. You know, I'm fine with you looking at it, and if, you know, like you said, worst.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Worst comes to worst, if there's something we can't deal with, we'll deal with.
Okay. Cool.
Easy. In the interest of your education piece, I mean, it seems like a smart thing to do to.
Now, your meeting on Thursday, are you discussing Lakeshore Drive also?
So on Friday, we're going to discuss to those from Lakeshore Drive who want to come to the pavilion, options they have for best management practices along the lake.
Can you help me just a second? Lakeshore Drive, is that it?
That's the one where you went around the other night there.
Where
we've got to swim the brush back over there.
Yeah. Sorry.
And then I also had a question. I think I heard rumors of that the town was going to be doing something on that road.
We've got to cut some brush. Right now, we can't drive our equipment in there.
Right.
Yeah, there's got to be some brush cut.
We're having problems with the landowners putting fences. I mean, when I first started here, we could grade around there.
Yeah.
And we can't run our equipment around there now because the fences, the town right-of-way is 24 foot 9 inches from the center line of that road. And the fences are like within 6-7 feet in a retaining wall.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
And sometimes the road isn't even there.
It really isn't. If the water gets high.
there's a lot of.
So, without creating an issue up there, when we go start cutting trees up there, I'm sure there's going to be a few issues when we start cutting and chipping trees up there.
Yeah. Well, so the real question there is that's. To me, I looked at that from a, you know, it's been looking at it a lot longer than I have. And the state owns the high water mark. That's the law.
Yeah.
Which is right up the edge of the road.
Which in many places is on the other side of the road.
So then the town
has a right of way that's a number of feet wide that goes from the center of the road out.
Yep.
Center of that road is probably on state land most of the way around there. Wow. I mean, so there's a whole myriad of legal who's is what and where does my beach stop and where does your beach start?
And then it gets to private land. And
it only gets to private. It literally only gets to private land.
And it turns the corner.
24 foot 9 inches from the center line of the road, wherever that is. And then you've got the lake coming up there. Taking the other half of the town's right away on the lake side is gone because that's the state on it. So there's a whole mess there.
Yes, there is.
The concrete wall definitely is in the roadway.
Oh, the concrete wall is definitely.
And it's just I've seen the water. So you take a single lane and go that way.
I've seen the water up against that concrete wall. So technically, concrete walls below a high water mark. So, you can interpret all that mess around there any way you want. And I understand you'd like to plant all really cool, and it'd be great to plant bushes like it used to be back in the old days, all the way around there.
We would like to, if we could, expand the shoreline so that you'd actually be pulled into it with soil lifts.
And I understand you have
at the moment.
You have an interest in keeping all those campers happy at some level.
Yeah.
But by rights, the state owns that. You can go in and plant anything you want as long as you get the state's permission.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you need a lake shore. You just do it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it would probably be funded by the state. So.
Yeah. But if you got that, you don't have to ask anybody. I'm just throwing things out there that make this whole mess complicated, wicked complicated.
So, I don't want to sidetrack the meeting
I understand.
Or poor understanding here. But it is an important issue, and like, you know, if you ever want help interacting with the state about that road, we're not the state, but we get grants from them, so we'd be able to become an intermediary, so to speak, you know, so like, if there's a problem with discussing that with the state, in other words, that whole right of ownership and property, you know.
They don't bother us, we don't bother them.
Okay, yeah, but, you know,
but if
putting
we,
it out there.
If we go down and start cutting brush, there's some campers that want the brush cut, campers that don't, but if they want the road maintained, that's a whole separate thing. Yeah. I didn't mean to get sidetracked on it too far. But it's a whole separate thing where if they want the road maintained, there's a certain amount of maintenance you got to do to just be able to get equipment and get stuff in and out of there.
It's like a big pain in the butt.
It is. So
these small trees that you're talking about become large trees.
Yeah, next thing
the tree can be 30 feet on the edge of the right-of-way, but the limbs still reach out and hit your vehicle.
We would not suggest planting
nothing
trees
big
on
there.
That.
Yeah.
It would be completely to expand the
shoreline. Be like rocks
shoreline,
and
not,
bushes.
Not to like make it worse and narrower for you. It would be the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be rocks and bushes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
To protect
or
your root.
Encapsulate soil lifts.
Yeah. Keep it from elevating.
So would you create like a rock wall first?
It depends. It might need a rock toe along the bank, but it would be these what they call core logs, which are actually, you know, organic matter that's in like a coconut sort of sheath, and then you do a terrace thing, depending on how steep. If it's not very steep there, then you just need one, and so it's not really a terrace. And so you're basically expanding soil and plantings out into the lake.
Into the water,
further,
yeah.
Rather than
away from
on the shore. I mean, there could be more on the shore, but we don't want to create problems for the town as far as...
Yeah, so off the edge of the
block. So it'd be actually expanding that so that they would absorb impact, it'd be clean water purposes, take stormwater drainage, you know, from the houses, because right now it's just everything's coming right off there.
Runs right off the lawns.
And if there's a way that we could treat that, that would be really great. And that road really seems like it's crying for it, you know.
So. Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. And the state doesn't mind that? I'm sorry.
No.
The state would totally support it.
They would.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, we'd have to get a permit, but that's the kind of thing they want to see on lakes, if it's, you know, makes sense to them. Yeah.
If you gave them more beach frontage, then they would move away from the road. Because right now they've got their beach area is actually right up next to right in the roadway, basically.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, each landowner would be like, okay, how much space do you need to access the lake? And, you know, we try to do this. Most of them at the moment are not very supportive of it.
No, I understand.
But at least, you know, maybe one or two might be able to switch that and create a domino effect in the future.
Yeah,
you know, I work in geologic time, so
yeah,
you know, that's how it goes.
So as far as the Friday thing, I think if you go look, you'd probably get it straightened out. Now it should be fine.
A Thursday.
Well, you're going Thursday.
8 o'clock Thursday. Yeah. Okay.
They're working Friday. Yeah, I think that's fine. I'm fine with that. I think that's a good idea.
And I'll have a better idea on species and stuff too, and where they'll be.
Okay. No redwoods.
Sequoia trees we're going to put in there.
Come on. Well, if you're planting redwood in the middle of it, then you can cut a road right through it, you know.
The river runs through it. Let the river run through it.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys got a plan. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right.
So now we're moving to, that's number four. We're moving to five. Planning Commission's chapter 13 and 14. I don't know if you guys had a chance. I read some of it. Did you read it all?
These are your last three chapters. I'll leave this.
I did read through. Not all of it. Some of it. I get it here. Page 66. It says that we have a gravel pit. The town does not own the gravel pit across the road from the school. No, we get gravel from there. Ken Harvey owns that gravel pit. I believe it was 66.
It is.
Good catch, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming down.
I have a culvert to talk to you about, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thought it was on 66.
Yeah, right here at the top. It says the town's gravel pit also resides just south of this area.
Yeah.
Which is...
Oh.
No. I didn't catch that. Good catch, buddy. I didn't catch that
one. I was reading through it.
So. Yeah. I didn't catch that one.
I actually only got to 67, so I didn't read all of it.
Well, this front part, you know, I read all this pretty good. It's like shows where it's...
I was wondering if there's a different gravel pit.
Yeah. No, the town doesn't own one. We have a landfill.
I read it and I had a lot of questions for you.
Sure. Technically, right. Should be a good gravel pit.
So going back at your very first page into there, going to broadband, do you know how many homes that are without the fiber net and what locations it's at?
So I don't know specifically. It's easy to find though. So it's not helpful in paper form, but that link will take you to the dashboard where this data lives. And you can see it right on the map, red dots, underserved. It's 911 address points. So it'll tell you exactly where that is.
For somebody that doesn't have that computer skills or the thing in there, where would I find that or how would I get
it? So if you want to implement it into the plan.
I'm just curious in here because we donated to it and this has been all I've heard about in here.
We can print you a map.
The fiber optic. I'm just curious, is it the homes that way back they didn't have them in here? Why, without the internet in here? Because that was the big sell thing as I sat here many nights listening or we sat here many weeks listening to it. Somebody tell me in here and then just wondering how much smoke they're blowing.
Yep.
And so I was curious if there's a lot of them, if we had 50% we didn't have at one point and now we're at 80%, are we still 50 and we're only at 60?
Well, it says that we're 98, but then the next one down it says we're only at 70.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So the 2016 data showed that you were at 70%.
That's right. Yeah.
Now from the 2025 data, there's less than 2% underserved. So you're at 98% served.
Right. This is from 2016.
2016.
Okay.
So I don't know what that number comes out to, but my guess, and this is only a guess, is that those are going to be the houses that are, I believe they were only doing 500 feet off the pole.
So they were, but in there. But then that's why we contributed.
And there was supposed to be grants.
Was another grant. And I'm trying to figure out now that the people
could make that happen.
Because we were such a rural area in here, we as a board decided to donate, and they were going to match. So I wanted to make sure that there wasn't people being left out on this, and I had concerns of that in the beginning because of that into there, because they're out rural area or didn't want it, that's fine. But the rural area, we donated into here with that free money to get it.
Yep.
Free money.
There again, a lot of it isn't put in properly. They're rushing to get this through. They call it micro trenching, and they're laying it right in over our culverts up the side of the road, about 4 inches deep. I noticed a lot of the lines where they attach the second cable to aren't reaching the height. There's one down on Blakeville that one of the guys goes out through with his truck. The stacks hit the wires, so they got all this money. They're going through and they're getting it done quick, but they're not putting it in for long term. My personal opinion, they're going to have a lot of problems.
They're going to have a lot of maintenance work to do later on.
We still have about 8 feet of cord that they just wrapped up and left on the side of our house. So
is it hooked up?
I think so.
That's because they're paid by the foot. So the more they put up there, the more they pay.
Telecommunications.
That's what we were told that night here.
They do get paid by the foot.
They're paid by the foot. They were talking about
towers and stuff in there. Are they looking in here? Because you showed us that nice map in here. The state owns so much. Are they willing to put some of them towers on their property in here? They want to go in here and get it from homeowners.
So, again,
towers.
When you're talking about
telecommunication towers,
in the sense of the town plan, it's more so in here as an option for the town to say you support towers being put up in town. The chances of them go on state land, I don't know.
Okay, just asking here. You handed it to me to read it, and I read it, and I interpreted it my way. Nothing to do with those two, but me. So I'm asking if they was any look into it, because you deal with it a lot more than I do. So
that one I don't really know if it's probably an Act 250 kind of.
Yeah, it says they've mentioned that a lot to Act 250 in here.
So he's already got ahead of where I.
Okay, I'm sorry. I read the whole thing, Tim, so I'm sorry.
I did, too.
Go ahead.
So this part on page 59 says, these goals include, and then all of that struck, is the next two.
Oh, so yeah.
Are the next two paragraphs the goals? Is that?
No, so it's a little bit messy on the track changes version. So yeah. If you see my version here, it's the bullet points that are the goals from the Memorial FiberNet.
Yeah, provide access. Okay, got it. Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that.
It continues on page 62.
Yeah,
it's the next page that's actually the goals, right? In the green. I got the track changes.
Yeah, I don't have that version.
I do, though.
This here is the next, is the goals.
Yes, I think they start on this other page. So, like, those here, two, yeah. And then...
And then there's a bunch of them mm-hmm. here. That's what I want to know. It's like, because you're skipping. They struck all the goals. That's not good. Then I read all these. I'm like, they kind of sound like goals, but...
And those are directly from the FiberNet.
Yeah.
Goals. They're their annual plans.
Yep. Whatever. That's...
I don't know the best way to do it, and I'm open to whatever, but I, too, read it all and have my notes. I don't know, Butch, you just want to go right through with all of yours, because some of your questions might very well take care of mine.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's fine. No,
I just want to make sure.
I just had him in here, and I figured he was here. It's not drilling. I just questions I had. Yeah, I read it over. End of the year, so there are questions to figure it to go over in here. That consolidated is actually... from my experience is they are pushing it toward that fiber and getting rid of the copper. They don't want
it. Absolutely are.
Because they, when my internet went down, they weren't going to bother to do it when it was on the copper for what it was worth. It was dial-up. But anyway, they weren't going to bother. They said you had to go to the...
No, I just talked to a taxpayer the other day who was told that they need to get a fiber line to their house within the next month or they're going to be without a phone because the copper's all going to get turned off.
They're going to turn the phone off too, yeah.
We haven't got notice yet.
No, I was gonna say what?
You better have.
They did. When our internet, they told us that they told the.
He got a letter.
They're gonna be shutting it off here in the next month. They're open to go in here.
They're shutting off the copper, and if you don't have a fiber line, you ain't gonna have telephone.
It's the reason why I kept my landline.
Because it works when the power's off.
It works when the power's off. So in this area, if the power goes down,
you can still call.
When somebody calls, I could still answer the phone. Otherwise, if our phones go down,
that's coming to a screeching halt right off quick.
No, then you'll have to use the satellite like I had to.
Just no, you get what they do. What they do is they sell you a uninterruptible power supply gadget, and you order that, and it's, that's a good deal for one of those. It must be part of the package, but it comes, it don't have any batteries in it. So it wasn't that great of a deal. Ask me how I know.
You didn't read right the battery is not included.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's how that worked. But that's what I ended up doing was just going to the computer store, one in Burlington there, and buying a UPS unit that'll run that modem box.
The battery backup.
The fiber comes in, it'll run it for a few hours. And then your phone will still work. It's a power job. That's the only way I figured out how to do it.
Wow. So if my phone don't work, I won't get no phone calls.
I like that. Good idea. Buddy.
Village area near the school in here. It was.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that a little bit.
Okay. Because page 65 about where there could be possible housing and.
I was wondering about that one.
So I just want to make sure this board member is not hasn't looked into that in there, not looking. So it's not something that I support. So I'll make sure that if this gets out and they're reading it, that I was one of the people thinking, well, there's a great spot to put up a whole bunch of houses because the town owns it and it's gravel.
That no.
I'm reading this in the ear, and that's how I interpret it there. And it said a couple times, possibly for home sites in there.
I hopefully don't interpret that as the town land is going to home sites.
If you read, that's the land they're talking about, is by the school, is the land.
You might want, so we can add some text there, and again, I have this green hacked up version, but yeah, add some text there that says something about, and there's 10 acres, I believe it's about 10 acres.
Yeah.
It might be 9, but
that well, we zone is
it's already industrial park area.
Correct.
No, all it was mentioned is when we were talking about any places to do a village center, that day they were discussing Eden Mills as a village thing, and I didn't think there was any room for expansion in Eden Mills itself, but I didn't realize until a few weeks ago that Eden Mills actually takes up all of East Hill
Yeah.
That's all
considered mills. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
But the only part of North Road is, right? The upper part is Eden.
And you incorporated that in there, too, possibly whatever rec center or whatever.
Well, or say facility something. Say so, something about the 9.5 or 10 acres that's the town's, that's in this village, quote-unquote village center, that is, you know, was originally put aside as an industrial park, kind of a business. I don't know. You know some words.
And
that.
just to remind everybody that where this is coming from is this is similar to that Act 181 map we came up with Tasha and Seth talking about. This language, this village area near the school, not required in your plan at all.
Okay, Seth, well, strike it.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, we can take it out.
I said, I wasn't speaking for them, but I haven't got it, and I don't want the taxpayers to read this.
That's fine.
To think that was a great idea, and I think, oh, there's a good place for a whole bunch of those housing for those, well, we think maybe 30 for next year. You're going to say 70, but anyway. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
What we talked about was the town center was where the post office is, right? That was the only reason.
Well, and where Ken Harvey's
gravel pit, all them houses.
That could become like a village.
And the school there. The school. You know, that's kind of the center of activity. I don't envision the town unloading that 10 acres on the front to put houses on by any stretch. I'm trying to get them to put a nuclear power plant on there, but I don't get many people bite on that yet.
We get free power.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. We added that to try and put some language from this Act 181 stuff in, but completely not needed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Act 181. So
that's only my opinion. It's up to the other people what they feel about it. That's all. It's my opinion.
The more specific you get here, the more you're boxed in 2-3 years from now, right? So you kind of got to be careful what you're doing.
There, I think I'm done. I will shut up for now.
And then on page 66 was the gravel pit.
Yep.
The gravel pit.
I'll get rid of that too.
Do you want to go over your edits, Tim?
No, I think we've covered
I have some. On the first page there, the 579 buildings,
mm-hmm.
Can we talk about more about what those are? Homes, structures, businesses, sheds?
They're all residential and commercial.
Okay.
Yes, I can add that to be more.
And that's as of 2016, right?
Yes.
That's so, not now, because there's more buildings in that now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, but it's not, it's going to be in the plan. Still just wanted to verify what those buildings were. And then on page 60, this last part of the green part says the town of Eden is motivated to work with local partners. I don't know how everybody else feels. I just like the word willing better than motivated. The town is willing to work. Motivated is a little bit like, I don't know.
Well,
stretch.
Yeah.
Pushing.
Come. We'll do it.
But we've already, I feel like, and this isn't the place to put that, but or even talk about it, but we've already done our thing with that, like Butch was talking about. We've sent, give them 50 grand, you know, to match 100 grand to the underserved to get all the underserved residents that have a 911 address in this town that want high-speed internet should be having it now. That's what I think.
I think that's the carry thing there. If I missed that.
But I don't think that has anything to do with this.
Get back here, right?
Yeah.
Those are something then we can ask her. She's.
I think we're mixing two things together.
Yeah, there's definitely. I mean, I understand the frustration.
Obviously, we're willing to do that because we already.
Are you willing to work with the Communications Union District? Is what
this
is.
Yes, we are willing.
We've already jumped in there.
No, we're not calling them up to.
Yeah.
They're not motivated.
Got it.
Yep,
perfect. I like it.
It was interesting for me to read about the asbestos mines and this plant that's there. That was pretty cool. I hadn't heard about that. That was just a side note. Thank you for putting that in there, Alec. What is a EPA Superfund? I guess that was a little bit
That is left over from the old plan, and I decided not to touch it.
Thank you.
Just don't touch it.
My assumption is it's funding from the EPA for really bad sites.
Yeah, so what? You ever heard of the Love Canal? No, too young. About the barge canal in Burlington, where they won't dig it up because it's going to contaminate the whole lake. Those kind of places are Superfund sites. This is a Superfund site. They've evaluated this, and I don't remember, you might remember 20 years ago or more. EPA came up here, did a whole
over 20 years ago.
More than 20.
In 94, they closed it down in 94.
Yeah, the determination was that the best thing to do with that, all of that, was just don't touch it. Just leave it. It's not going to leach out and kill anybody. It's not going anywhere. The more you disturb it, the worse it is. So just, so there's going to be no more activity based on EPA Superfunds or any of that stuff.
The EPA wanted to take all that waste pile and put it back into quarries.
Yeah.
I remember there was a conversation about trucking it down North Road and you.
Oh, gee.
No, they were actually going to take it and truck it right back into the quarry.
But then there was, remember that deal a few years ago? They were going to take it and truck it to New Hampshire. Yeah. And do something with it or something. Remember that?
Yeah. Some of the stuff.
That all fell through.
Well, they wanted to use.
That wasn't the EPA, though. That was somebody.
That was Howard Minosh, that they thought they could mine something
out of the waste.
Out of the waste pile. A different type of ore.
So, unless somebody figures out a way to move that stuff without making any dust, and the Superfund designation means you're not allowed to hike on that property, you're not allowed to go there, you're not allowed to hang around there.
And that's what it is right now.
According to this, you can go in there, there's minerals in there.
There's all kinds of stuff in there.
That was cool. I didn't realize there's just that. You have to wear masks.
And it's all kinds of stuff.
It's the only thing around there.
You know, what's his name?
He's been pretty sick,
but I think he's getting better.
So the only thing missing from that paragraph that Molly sent me that I didn't notice she sent me is I added language about the projects that Ricky's been doing, town's been working on from the settlement money. So there's going to be a list of all the good you're doing with the settlement money at the end of that paragraph.
Yeah, there was a bunch of projects.
Yeah, I think it's all
2 years ago, the DEC took, I think it was $120,000 of the money.
Yeah.
And they used it actually around the lake.
Yep.
Which I put that in the thing that I got down.
Yep. Fixed up the pharmacy building up there. And
I did not put that in there.
The other thing on page 65, under East Hill, it says East Hill should continue to be used as described above to avoid negative impacts on an already strained road, especially at the junction of East Hill Road and Route 100C, which I don't think is here in Eden.
Yep.
No. Oh, yeah, it should be 100.
Yep.
So you don't want us to put a Walmart up on Eden Mountain, basically what you're saying. Keep traffic down, whatever it is.
Exactly.
Traffic starts off at about between 3 and 4 in the morning.
On page 67.
It's a busy place.
At the very top, it says, lastly, Belvedere Pond or Long Pond has an undeveloped shoreline and should be protected as a natural area. And I'm not saying I have an opinion on whether it should or shouldn't be protected as a natural area, but this is definitely written as an opinion, and it should be protected as a natural area, so I didn't know any rhyme or reason or...
I'm sorry, can you...
Top of 67?
My page numbers are a little bit different from yours, because I don't have all the track changes online.
It's a little right here, but... Shoreline.
Basically, the only shoreline's over to Andy's Landing.
Shoreline. And so, lastly, it's over here.
Oh, right here. Okay. So, strike that or change it? This is your guys' plan, so...
It should be protected as a natural area. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what other options there are. Like,
could you say it's valued as a natural area?
Valued as a natural area. Mm-hmm. That is true.
And then that way there, we're not saying sure.
Right.
And plus, they could still use it because they go down there. They won't be able to use it where they park down there. Yeah. That's not a boat access, but everybody, that's where they land their boats down there at the other end.
Yeah.
The dam says, in there.
Yeah, I think that's is valued as a natural area.
You can't go over there.
I can agree with that.
That's really good. Well, right underneath that, it talks about future land uses.
Yes. And
because of the state law, You can't do anything within 250 feet of that pond anyways.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know if we could put in the feet. It just says within 250.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't say feet. Yeah.
That's the legal protection stuff. That's the state.
Right, and that puts a... That's another whole spin on that Lakeshore Drive.
So then the next page, 68.
Another whole mess.
Underneath the paragraph, it says timing and intensity of growth. The very last sentence in that says future development, both residential and non-residential, should be encouraged in a manner that is sensitive to this responsibility. And I like take place better than be encouraged. Future development, both residential and non-residential, should take place in a manner that is sensitive to this responsibility. Actually, right above that.
Should be encouraged in a manner that is sensitive to this.
Whatever, just a second, Tim. This well shield. That was just, I'm sure it was just like a typo.
This area is protected by both water.
Right, the sentence before that. Wherever you just saw this area is protected by public water supply, right before that it says well shield on this one. Okay, you like, what do you like, Tim?
I was just trying to find out exactly where you were.
Oh.
You said should be encouraged in a manner that is sensitive to this.
Timing and intensity of growth, yep. Should be encouraged. I like should take place. Should take place in
should
a manner that is sensitive.
Right, because we're not. I don't like it. I'm speaking for me. I'm not pushing a lot of growth. You know,
I understand. That's why I like take place. Yeah. If it happens, it should be in
the growth happens. And it
let
happens,
it do it.
Let
naturally.
It do it naturally. Yeah, you know, organically, I guess would be. You could use organically
you
somewhere.
You should be the language you want there.
If there, I like future development, both residential and non-residential, should take place in a manner that is sensitive to this responsibility.
Okay. Right. We're not saying don't come, but we're not saying. Show up either.
Yeah.
We're not inviting you either.
I feel I have another problem with this word encouraged down under policies.
It's the same up here, yeah.
It's on page 68 still, so policies, the second bullet point.
Yeah, it says encourage.
Yeah, the clustering and or siting of development is encouraged in order to replicate traditional patterns of development. I think it should say the clustering and or siting of development should be established in a way that replicates traditional patterns of development.
Yeah, I would strike that entire paragraph, but that's just me.
Clustering or siting of development.
Because already, I don't know.
So I'm not positive we could get away with striking it entirely, because that's going to be where
I know
Act 171.
171, yeah. Because they want to develop
want to keep continuous
localities and keep as much wild wood or wilderness area attached to each other as they possibly can. But you got to build 70 more houses in this town. So, anyways, completely at odds their goals, but that's fine. They're at odds. They don't make any sense. But it's the state, so it's not going to make any sense. That's how it works.
I just feel like encouraged is
a little
bit more smiley about it, and I can't say that I would be smiley about 70 new houses anywhere. So if 70 houses have to pop up, they should be established in a way.
Well, encouraging you to build your house close to him so that you can have more wild area over on the other end of your property. When I really want to build my house way over there, oh, you're interrupting that contiguous wilderness area. I think you should be able to build your house anywhere you want.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
There you go. So yeah, encourages is probably one.
Yep.
Should be established in a way. Okay.
Yep.
I do agree with encourages development that provides economic opportunities.
Yeah.
That's why I want.
Yes, I did. I like
that
one too.
Put in that nuclear power plant down there.
There was another.
No more taxes.
Yep, I think that was it. Just those couple words, you know, changing the motivated to willing and encouraged should. That was what I had.
All right.
And then the 100C.
Yep. So the only other thing
don't know if I've got quite enough for everybody, but this is a rough timeline for adoption. The key part of this is scheduling a planning commission meeting.
So this ended up being the last of our
yeah. This is the last three chapters. Well, so you guys will have to do a public hearing.
Yeah. But I'm just saying we've gone through all the chapters now.
Yes. My hope is that after tonight we'll make these changes. I will send you the fully updated plan. We do still want to take a quick look at the maps with you all. So I'm hoping next meeting we can look at the maps. And then you'll see that's September 9th, that you guys will hopefully vote to send this to public comment, which then I will work with you guys to schedule a planning commission meeting, which we will have to warn for 30 days. So these dates are, if everything goes smoothly, we vote this into public comment on the 9th. By the 10th, we could, if you guys have a date picked out, we could warn that meeting the day after and be ready for a meeting as early as the 14th. 30 days after that, we can do the select board hearing and you guys can be adopted and back in compliance for 8 years by November 18th.
Right, and that gives you about a 30-day squish period there before the end of the year.
Yes, in case anything big comes in right. for public comment.
Be a little more than 30 days, so that's good. Yeah, nice.
And LCPC will do the warnings for you guys. We'll send it to who it has to be sent to. You know, the only thing we need from you guys is commitment on a date, time for the public hearing. And then I assume we can just do that at a select meeting.
Yeah, and our next meeting is
September 9th.
September 9th.
Yep.
Yeah, so would we do the public hearing here, or would we do it try to do something at the school?
So the planning commission hearing can be on its own. You know, it's probably not worth everyone's time to do it at a select board meeting unless you guys really want to. You have to do one at a select board meeting anyway. So we'd have to do, you know, that end up being two at a select board meeting.
You can't bust them out at the same time. They have to be two separate.
Right, because there needs to be a 30-day period between your meeting and their meeting.
Okay.
To give people just extra time to
look
things over.
So just a clarification on page 69, chapter 14. The standard on says done on the select board. What standard roads need to be built? So, are you saying, like right now, the town doesn't take over private development roads? Some towns do if you build it to certain standards.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that we should have a policy in place to tell people what standard they should build their roads? Is that what this means?
I think this is, my understanding of this is just the roles and responsibilities of the select board. So,
in just the town roads that are in
right,
place at this time.
If you need to extend a road or, you know, if you have a dead end road that you want to reconnect back to 100, something like that, that you would make that decision as a select board how to build that road up to the state standards.
Okay.
I don't think it's anything about reclaiming or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah.
In case we have. Yeah, we decided we want to do something.
Right.
I know if the town moves forward on taking over private development roads.
Well, that becomes another can of worms.
There's some towns that do that. If you bring it up to town specs, and then if there's more than six homes, I think, on there, there's some of them will allow you to do that. They'll take it.
But that's their select board or their town management.
Well, they decide that. Should be on your policy.
You have a road policy that says you're going to build up, I mean, your road and bridge standards, more or less, is what you're following.
And right now, our policy is we don't take over
private roads.
Because there's like 13 miles of private roads in the town. If you took over one, you would.
I think that's stated, too, somewhere at the beginning of
it.
The,
is.
Yeah.
It's in the first chapter, way in the beginning. But
well, I see this was in here, and it was coming through, and I just wanted clarification on.
Is there something that can make you feel more comfortable? I didn't take it like that either, Ricky. I took it more as like, this is what the select board does, not necessarily like.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you want to add
something? No, I was just wondering because, you know, if we're putting stuff in there where somebody can say, well, it's in your. It's in your.
It's better to make sure
town plan
now.
That, you know, if we build it to this standard, that the town will take it over.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
So yeah, I will get that stuff sent to Molly for the next meeting, and obviously you guys will have the whole public comment period to mull this over
and get
more comments. But we really would be looking for a vote on the 9th to send it into public comment. So
you're going to send us the whole thing before that, right?
Yes.
There's a chance we can all get a copy of the complete thing.
I can probably get it to Molly tomorrow if I get around to making these edits.
And then I can get it to you guys.
Yeah, you can just email it to me.
Yeah,
I'll
email it to you. I'll bring it home.
I can't promise you I'll read it, but I'll have it.
Yeah. Ask him where his cell phone is. Probably doesn't even know.
Do you guys want to plan on October 14th?
I don't actually know what day of the week that is.
October 14th is a Tuesday.
It's when's our next meeting?
9th, September 9th.
And that's what you've got down here.
Right. If they meet on the 14th, like that says, then that this whole schedule kind of rolls out pretty nice. And we've still got the squish period at the end in case somebody from the community comes and says, oh, wait.
And if they can't do the 14th, I assume sooner is better than later.
Yes, there's like they're saying, we have about a 30-day grace period because it expires right around Christmas.
Yeah.
But, you know, just to make sure it gets on a normal select board schedule and things go smoothly, the sooner we do all this, the better. That's why starting on the 9th, we'd be,
14th is fine.
The changes we're making are basically just to get up to date with all these new policies.
This Act 181
and what's the other
171
and 186.
And 181.
They're both evil.
Yeah.
It's all evil.
And realistically,
read
by the auditor, I don't
like it. Wait, what are they all reading?
Act 181 and Act 171. It's already law, so there ain't much you can do about it.
Yeah. Well,
I dialed into a meeting in Essex Junction that was explaining it, and people were talking about it, and it was a 3-hour thing, or 2.5-3 hours, and I managed to stay there for 45 minutes, and I was starting to lose my temper, and I said, I can't.
Have to run, so
thank you for everything.
Thank you.
And we'll get this to you as soon as possible. Thank you guys for all
your help. We appreciate the help.
Shouldn't be so long-winded. All right.
Yeah. We definitely appreciate the help.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, those two, you should read them.
Okay, I will. And I'll send Julie a message about the 14th.
It's basically statewide zoning. Oh, yeah. You ain't stopping it. It's coming. So that's basically what it is. So the map that they showed us, I won't get too far off, but this is Planning Commission time still. The map that they showed us, I don't know if we still have a copy of it here, big old map.
They got this
block marked out as forestry, agriculture, or something. They got this block marked out as industrial, whatever it is, zoned. The only way you can describe that map, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the town center, and this is that. This map is required by Act 181 to be presented to the state, and I quote the lady that sat right here, this map will be used to administer Act 250 permits for your water runoff and sewage permits.
This is what Daddy was talking about the other night then.
Yes, yeah. Probably. Basically, if you go for an Act 250 permit on a piece of property, they're going to look at this map that we've had to...
Make sure that it's in the area.
Oh, you're in whatever it's quote-unquote zoned or whatever it's... Oh, it's in the village center, so that's okay. You know, you only got to do this or that for the sewage system. Oh, well, you're out in you're next to a wetland, so you got to have... They're going to use Act 250, this Act 181 bill and 171, to manage the Act 250 permits that we've all had to fill out for years whenever you built anything. Wow. Right over the top of our town's heads. It's statewide zoning, and I sat in that meeting as long as I could stand it, and then I had to hang up.
Wow.
because I was either going to say something that was going to get me in trouble or...
What is their reasoning for this, to make it more efficient for
control.
Them?
Control.
It's all about control.
I think that that's the end game for so sure, now, but even right now, they're pushing this because they say this is more efficient for Act 250 permits, or like
no,
what?
It's less efficient for Act 250.
Pitch?
There's no sales pitch.
That's all we're going to do is sit in there.
There's no sales pitch. It's the law.
Our reps were okay with this?
No, our rep voted against it, but it doesn't matter.
Vermont.
He outvoted.
He got outvoted. And I spoke. I talked about this at town meeting as well. I mentioned, is it the
30 by 30
and 50 by 50. So they want, on the other hand, so they want us to build 70 houses down to be
open.
But they want 30% of our land to be under conservation by 2030 and 50% of the land in the state to be under conservation by 2050. So that means you got to build your houses all close. That's that thing you talked about building the houses close together.
Cluster homes.
This all goes together.
Wow.
When you start reading the words and putting the puzzle pieces together.
People live here because they want to live the way they live here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And these people, most of the people making these rules and laws are from urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
They're from places where you've got a fence and a neighbor, and a fence and a neighbor, and
well,
a fence and
I
a neighbor.
Well, I bet they have some vacation homes where it's private.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of them might. of them might. I don't know the answer to that, but it's that's what's going on. They want.
Wow.
And when you say they, it means conspiracy theory, but it's not really. It's, these planning people think they know really well. Oh, well, if you get everybody close, they don't have to drive as much, so there's less pollution. Oh, look, let's make a bunch of walking paths to school. Remember that deal?
Well, sidewalks.
We got buses, I thought. Oh, no, we're going to make walking paths to school. I mean, it's all driven by the same kind of agenda thing, to control the population, to get them where you want them. Don't get me too far down the rabbit hole, because... I can get pretty dark.
I'll go down there with you pretty quick.
Yeah.
you won't want to talk to me afterwards.
No.
You won't want to talk
to me. Well, I encourage you to.
I will. I'm going to
read that stuff if you're interested in it.
Yes, I do the stuff for fun.
Scary business.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate
your
help.
Are
you here for the beach?
I am.
So we're at number 6 beach update.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, you can.
Before she starts, Perry, I think she forgot to ask because we got sidetracked, but she did mention that she was thinking about asking you if you wanted to match what they were going to put in for plants. If they spent $800, were you willing to spend $800, or were you willing to pitch in any money to plant whatever they're going to plant?
Oh, yeah, she did what? Mention that to us.
I thought that was all on the grant.
And
so they're asking
the grant
the town
to take care of it.
Some of the plants, basically.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Well, it would have been nice if they would have came to us and asked if they wanted to put plants there to begin with.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago. Or a month ago.
But they didn't, and you've already...
It's already gone. And it's like,
yeah, it's already done. It's already too late.
They're going to put their plants in.
They're putting plants in.
That's
fine. Are you willing to put any money towards it? Yeah,
probably I kind of threw them off when I said that.
Well, yeah, it only makes sense, but you can't be doing that, making sense. Easy on that.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want something, it kind of, and you want to do it tomorrow, then you probably should have asked us 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so we could at least think about it for 5 minutes.
Because we could have met at 5 o'clock up there and gone over this.
Like we did 2 or 3 times before, into there, and we went up.
And then you wouldn't have to prepare tomorrow, or Thursday, or whatever day it is.
Yeah.
So I thought I would ask a question in case the question is posed to Ricky on Thursday. So if you want to make a decision now so he knows yes or no.
They can look for more funding.
They've already got grants and whatever. They're doing their thing. I mean, the town isn't the one that wants to plant the trees, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a great thing. I love it. Knock yourselves out. Does, go small down here paying taxes on his house? Does he want them trees? I don't know. I can't speak for them at this point. For
my biggest thing is, I've been saying it right along, there's not an erosion issue there since we've
stolen that. Yeah.
Right.
Well, there's not a it's all grassed area, which is easy to maintain. You start putting trees in there, you got to mow around them, you got to clip them, you got to keep the branches stripped back.
You didn't read that.
We just trimmed some of the branches.
You didn't
read well, you guys have been just cutting it off. It's what's ironic. I mean, you just barely cut that whole area off.
So, what this
so
all,
now we're planting trees. It just didn't seem to make sense to me
that
they were going to put more trees down through there because you're going down through.
Yeah, you're not supposed to fertilize your lawns. Yeah, that's where the
pot's supposed to be to fertilize your lawns.
I wasn't trying to sidetrack you from John. I just wanted to get that out there in case she asked her again.
Well, they just cut all the trees down there, remember? We had that big discussion before. So now we're planting them back. So, whatever. So.
Hey, it gives us something to do. Gotta keep us busy.
There is one tree that we have contemplated on whether it needs to come down or not. And it's right by RB1. It's pretty dead.
Oh, it's up there, yeah. Up there
it
at the top.
It is pretty dead, yeah. We did take one down up on.
Is it big? Big tree?
It's a smaller.
Not huge. Okay.
No, it's just smaller. We did take like a smaller tree down on the tent site up on a hill because that one was falling right towards the lines and like that needed to come down before we get another storm.
All right, so we're back to 6 beach update finally.
Well, I started giving you an update.
Tree and.
Yep. Other than that, it's been the slowdown period.
Slowing down a little bit. Yeah. People are. It's a little cooler. Water's probably cooling off.
So pick up next week, though. They said back in the 80s next week.
Yeah. It'll be warm again.
But school's in, so it's
kind
of dead.
You forget
so
that.
Kind of less busy. But.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll get to enjoy some time on the beach.
Yeah, there you go.
My kids are in school.
Yeah, there you go. Nothing else. I see you are having a few little things go on. You know, you had line dancing or something.
Yes, we did do some line dancing down there. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Did you get some people to participate?
We did. We actually had some of them come in on canoes for the class. And then Friday for like end of the year thing, we have a local DJ that's going to come down.
I saw that.
Yep. So he's going to play music for anyone that wants to join from like 6 to
There you go, 10. Kid.
Well, they didn't hire my band. I ain't going.
Hey, you do. You could have messaged us if you could have came down and played.
Yeah.
They're not hiring. They're looking for volunteers.
I know. Yeah.
Go down there and do some karaoke.
I'd volunteer, but the other guys probably have to get paid, you know?
Right.
But
I get that.
Nathan would probably get up there and do his karaoke.
There you go.
Get a few beers and him.
Well, we do have a karaoke machine in the shed. It works. The kids have played with it, but can't see the words to the songs.
So things are going along pretty good.
Pretty good, yep.
Awesome. That's great.
Water's looking good and everything still?
Oh, yeah. Great. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some, you know, positive comments go around, too, so that's good.
Other than that, once this herbicide thing in the lake settles down, we're going to put the swim ropes back in because they came close to the shoreline and stuff, so we have to
Get those
out. She must have gotten new ones last year and everything after the one that got cut and all that. So
yeah,
I got that all straightened out last year or this year.
Yeah.
This spring.
They got all the ones.
They had
all
the
ones.
Did they?
We were waiting last fall and then nobody came or you ended up.
Did those folks end up coming up again?
Floats?
No. No, people come back.
We haven't seen them.
Okay. We did tell them as long as they.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we've...
Did their thing that they could go.
They've actually, like, brought their own families down. We've seen some of the workers, and we're like, you know, you can bring them down and stuff. Other than that, we haven't seen them.
Yeah. Cool.
So, other than that, no issues this year, nothing.
Well, thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Animal control.
Have a nice evening, thank you.
How many dog bites this week?
Zero. They're just a loose dog on me, so...
Health officer update. How many health issues this week?
None.
Nice.
They all come at once.
Yeah, so we're going to sign some orders. So we're up to signing orders already. I was thinking about, I got here a few minutes early. I was going to go through these and sign them, but I don't think that's legal, is it?
You can.
No, you can. You just all have to sign them.
Oh, you can sign these when it's not meeting time? I didn't know that.
Well, you'll be here early next week.
No, I won't be.
I won't be here at all. That's a good question. I should check that, but I think you can.
I won't be here at all next week, just so you know.
Okay.
I was here last week on Tuesday, and none of you guys showed up. Yeah. Well, you did for a minute. Didn't even say hello.
Oh, I didn't see you. Where were you?
I was in here.
He was busy.
Yeah, he was working on it.
He didn't say nothing to me either, see? So.
Okay. I didn't know you were here till you left. Okay. I said something like, who's that? Oh, he said, that was Bush, but he's left.
That's for all three places?
That's most of the beach.
It's mostly the beach. I was going to say, Dad,
like,
the garbage one is zero right now.
Really?
Yeah, yours is zero.
You get credits from the solar.
Yeah. And
give you some credit from
the store. And then ours is like $30 from Mod Electrical for the office.
$1,853.
For power?
For power.
For power, yeah. At the beach, basically.
Whoa. Pretty much at the beach, yeah.
Yeah. $1,800 and if it was 37, so $1,816
for the AC's beach. Have been running up there. I'm
well,
saying, woo.
I didn't know that's something you guys wanted to think about for next year. There was some issues with the breakers shutting off because so many air conditioners are running. They were running when people weren't there because it was really hot. They didn't want to come back. We don't really have any rules as far as whether people need to be present or how many air conditioners they have, or just a thought.
Well, so well, who's break? So
well, they kind of you on the TV they say conserve your power. If you're not there, turn your air conditioners off and
don't do dishes until after 9 o'clock or whatever it was in there.
Well, you don't want to interfere with charging up that electric car. Just say it.
So yeah, I didn't know if that was anything you wanted to think about. If you wanted
I think it's something that we'll be able to see because we'll know what the 5 months in there. We'll be able to see what the light bill to see expense, how it's what when they come to the, when we come to do the their annual on that. We'll know exactly because you'll be able, you itemize everything down. You know, the electricity, we'll know and we'll see. Woo, this year it really went up this year because it was hot.
Right, it was hot.
That's don't forget the so rates went up.
What's that?
The rates went up too. The rates themselves went up. So I can't remember how much, but it was a few percent. Well, maybe we should have put up that solar panel that what's his name wanted to put up.
You would have had
No. Again, the town does. The town shouldn't be in the business of running the beach. The town shouldn't be in the business of running the power company either. You know what I mean?
These appropriations are all from town meeting.
Yes, and it's not all of them. We didn't do any of the in-house ones.
Yeah.
But yes, she checked it against the town report and stuff.
And you see that you overpaid anyway.
Try not to.
19 gallons at a time. That's just dumb.
Yeah, I go down to fill my...
Your truck holds 200 gallons, doesn't it?
100.
100? Well, on the side.
No, I only got one tank. 100 gallons.
That one big round one's 100 gallons.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the one back in my pickup, 88 gallons, and I got to run it almost four times.
Yeah.
Got to run it three times. You run it four times, but it's 88 gallons, and you do 23 gallons at a time.
Yeah. No, it's annoying. That's all I'm...
I know Ryan's
and that pump,
sputter.
That pump, the off-road pump, is slow.
Oh, my God, is that...
Ugh. Last time I sat in the
chair. Ryan says, what are you doing putting that cherry flavor in that car? I said, well, you got the pump in your hand there. It won't fit in my car, so I got to use it.
Yeah, usually when you go down between $300 and $400 just to fill the tank up.
Yeah.
Are you working down toward Belvedere?
Yeah. Berries?
Yeah. No, I just was wondering. Yeah. Oh, yeah, down there, yeah.
Yeah, you said you had a driveway to extend or something.
Yeah, we're extending a driveway, setting up a trailer.
Yeah, that's for...
Megan?
Yeah.
Darlene.
Darlene's daughter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
got a lot going on.
Well, we talked about that at the last meeting, that you had a busy-ass month coming up. That's a whole month and a half.
I've been busy.
What was it? Town golf was 3 hours
last night? Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you try doing stuff in the park and you throw the track off.
Oh.
Get it back on?
Yeah.
Just were you able to lift it back up and put it back on? Or get your bars out?
With the excavator.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
You were able to get it back up?
Yeah.
I'll just tooth it on.
Yeah.
I say just, but that's...
Of course, it rained yesterday, so Myron gave me a burn permit. So I guess the afternoon I worked till 12:30. I guess it was when I came in here and took my truck.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I started it. And I let it burn till 9 o'clock. It was pretty much all burned down. Started covering it up. No lights on that old estuary.
Oh, was your old one?
Running up onto the stump.
Oh, is that up here on the hill?
Yeah. Kicked the track right off.
The stump kicked it off?
Yeah. Me being dumb is what kicked it off. I had a headlamp on, but I just... I should have shut it down.
To lift it up and try to drive it on, or no? You took your bucket and lifted it up on sprocket?
Of course, I was on the side hill.
Yeah.
And then the back part of it was up on the burn pile because I threw some dirt. So I ended up... I moved the wrong way and the track come right completely off.
Oh, no.
So I got it. I just limped it down to the bottom of the hill and pulled the track along with me, set it all back on, put it back on.
Oh, yeah. That helped somebody do theirs. We had to get buyers and everything else come along. Oh, my God.
Well, it's easier if you know how.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying it.
Excavator's not bad because you can pick yourself up.
Yeah. Bulldozers.
Put it out of sight, get it kicked onto the sprocket.
Yeah.
And then grab the front, slide it up, and kind of slide it back in.
Yeah. And you take your drive too, right? Because you lift it up, so it's just pulling the. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not bad with two people.
Yeah.
She came over at 10 o'clock last night, wanted to know where I was. So.
Well, at least she carried her coming home.
I think because she had my supper cut. It was getting cold.
Yeah.
I got my names on that.
Right, you don't sign that.
See, they got the brand new tin roof on the place down there tonight.
Where's that?
On that sugar house.
Oh,
red tin on today.
Yeah.
I got the tin on my garage finally.
You did?
Been laying around there for a year. Yeah, I hired Jake. Anyways, he charges $35 an hour for him, $35 an hour for a man. Didn't take him very long to do it. So good. Cheap. I can't climb up on that roof for what I
paid. Fascia board and stuff all on
Nope. No. Screw just tend to it. Done. It don't leak. It don't leak.
It's harder to put fascia board on afterwards, though.
Yeah, okay. He did say there was one spot where I could use some new fascia. I said, you know what? As long as it ain't leaking in the inside the garage, I'm probably pretty happy. And it's like, you know, all I got to do is climb up on that roof and fall off. And I could have paid him a lot more than I paid him to make up for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You already looked at this
one. Yeah, yeah. That's where I noticed the light bill.
Yeah. Well, right, and as far as that's concerned, the only thing you could do is put meters at the sites and lower the annual and make them pay their own. But then that cost is a significant cost in putting the meters in. The other way to do it is, you know, at the end of the year, we'll add up the electrical bill and see where it falls within the...
It'd be nice if you could determine how much of it was cambered.
Oh, it's all camera.
We got the office.
Yeah, that does it. I can tell you right now, it's air conditioners. They use us.
Refrigerators.
And refrigerators use a shitload of electricity. That office, I'll bet you the bill would be roughly the same as it is in this building.
That's cheap.
Be $20, $30, $40 a month or something.
Because of the wind tower money. That's the reason why your rate's so low. Probably the one... You'd be $100 here if you weren't.
Which would they be? I don't know.
Solar?
It's because you partnered with the solar farm.
We get two different bills.
We get two different bills, yeah.
If you weren't part of that, I think probably you'd be roughly $100.
Probably $100. But that office probably uses the same electricity as this office, I would say. So the heft of that cost down there is campers that are plugged into those 50-amp services, right? 220, 50-amp services. Long ass wires, right?
Laying on the ground.
Well, and the ones that are underground. They're, every foot of wire is worth some amount of loss, right?
Yeah.
So the further you are away.
But at least you got the ones on there, got the protection of the conduit.
Yeah.
You don't lose so much when it's
conduit. Oh, but you still lose power.
Yeah.
Even if it's not, it doesn't matter. How it's so much a foot for wire.
Yeah.
But it don't matter if it's overhead or...
You take a drop cord and leave it laying on across the cement floor, and that'll soak up.
Really?
Yeah, well, yeah. Not even plugged in anything, just laying on the floor.
It'll use some, yeah, because it leaks out through the insulation. It's bad on them.
So you got them all done, right?
Yeah, he finished last
but
week.
It's, so many.
Looks good.
Reason those breakers are popping up there. Probably isn't because they're overdrawing the amperage.
Yeah, no,
it's probably because the voltage is dropping lower. Too low.
Actually scraps the amps, right? Bank runs out. There's a big boulder down there.
Power.
And a load of top, so
if you start drawing too much, the voltage starts down around
the flat.
And then all of a sudden you can reach your 50 amp breaker pretty quick. Now, were the breakers popping at the site or down at the building?
It's time to go there, and it is. I mean, I like getting it from
yeah, the sites. So there are people at them sites are the ones using the power.
Sell it anymore. So unless I go up like you did and steal it over top.
They're using, they're using too much.
That worked pretty good.
But anyway, so I didn't put it down there.
So there's
worked out pretty well.
They're using, those are 50 amp breakers. If they're using more than 50 amps, that's not juice. I'll bet you there's voltage drop or droop.
Yeah,
and that's.
But I should have just got it in there. I just ranked it out because I just wanted to put a big hole before I put tops.
All related.
So that into there, and it worked out. So I buried a lot of them, but there's some of them into there. But it was.
Are you looking for Phil? All
right.
Yeah, I'll take
it. To fill some of the holes.
Yeah.
You've got orders.
Well, we're on. We're down here in Blakeville. We're going to be deberming that.
Well, let me know and I'll make a spot for you. Just back up. No.
Well, if you're filling holes in your lawn and stuff, it worked good for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that dirt inside your own.
Yeah,
it's not. Great, but it's not bad either. Yeah. It'll grow grass for sure.
It's soddy right now because unless you get into a lot of it.
Well, that stuff you brought me before worked in there. It stiffened right up in there that Ryan brought that you wanted to get rid of there. That worked good for Phil. So
did you guys read the minutes?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problem with
them. I didn't. I didn't see anything either. In the minutes that stuck out. Damn tax rate. Bothered me, but
the numbers were right on the tax rate, right? In the minutes?
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it should be zero and zero. No such luck.
I didn't see that part, but I may reread that.
That's what they should be.
Then there you go.
So, who wants to?
Make motion to accept the minutes as written for 7/22/25.
Both sets. Yeah.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nobody's opposed. We got some driveway permit stuff.
Yeah, so what I realized is you guys didn't sign those.
So we just got to sign the ones.
Well, and then there was one that I wanted to ask about.
Okay.
I did go out and meet with Tyler Saturday morning.
Tyler.
Which was Manoj, which is Eddie's. Cooper. So I don't know who's land the deed is in. Is it
well,
in Tyler's?
That's the thing.
Is it in Tyler's or is it in Eddie?
Tyler's. It's supposed to be Tyler's, but the deed is incorrect, and I have emailed the lawyer about a week ago.
Okay.
After she'd like.
So whoever, all it is, you might have changed that, but I went over what we talked about, and he basically hurried up and got it done because he works for Manoj. I got to get the well drill in there.
Yeah.
So he didn't realize. He called me actually the next morning because.
See us up there, did he?
Well, he just, after he got the letter, was it the next morning or the morning after? He called me right up anyways and wanted to know why he got the letter. We were just checking driveways that were past due and we were just checking on it and it wasn't done and this is what you got to do to correct it to make it so you can. Get a 911 number. So.
I called the house. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Anyways. Mm. Well, good. So is he fine? Is he understood?
He was all set. Yeah.
So good. He's just gonna move that all right over that.
Yeah.
They got an excavator there anyway, don't they?
Yeah. Eddie's got one.
Yeah. It won't take him long to do that.
No. He's got the fill there.
So like Michael St. Pierre's, I didn't know if you guys wanted to sign.
The one where they planted the grass.
Or, like, two, well, he had two, because he has the one
three.
Oh, you want to make sure they're signing the right one for St. Pierre.
Yeah. Yeah, we only want to sign the one where his address is.
The original.
Not the original. The original one, the first one, was for the one that was on the top.
The original is the one he filled in.
Right.
Put grass in it.
He grassed it.
Yeah. All the way back.
There's this one.
Yeah. And the other one's
put
a different number.
Put up like a pole thing.
A number down.
And this is 521.
The one, the
so
second one you put in,
second.
And
the
one
that
goes.
This one is not approved. Okay. So it's the first one that they needed. They're both
the original one he filled out. We approved it.
But you're not giving a final to
but
that.
But
he changed his mind.
So,
well, basically. Afterwards they went and stuck the other one in as a temporary one.
And then didn't want to take it out.
And then they wanted to so
switch.
I think his other one was his upper one originally was approved, wasn't it?
It doesn't the initial, but you didn't finalize.
We never
finalized.
Okay,
so you want to finalize the second one.
The second one.
Put a note on the first one and still record it so that we know it wasn't approved?
It wasn't approved. Yeah, it needs to be in there because he's got it now, so we don't use it up.
We got to sign that.
We did approve the one down below because he sealed it up and we're
Well, I guess
Rick,
he has to sign that because it says road commissioner.
That's the initial agreement, and then I think they all sign.
Just the final one's the only one that's important.
Yeah. Okay. It still says road commissioner, so I think just...
Yeah, it's all documented on the map here, too, with X's and
O's. That's their...
There should be all three of us that sign
somewhere.
No, this is the access permit where they sign it initially, not...
Right, but they because they unsigned it, they need to still sign
it. Oh, they got to re-sign.
Normally, they would have signed
it the
last
time.
I was going to say. But they took it back because it was an issue with the other one.
Okay,
so they should all
three sign it and...
Okay, so that's this one right here.
Yeah, you got to sign there.
Yeah, we took it back. They're quite out, but we got to sign all the top of it. This looks like Jubal Durridge, maybe?
Yeah, it was 2020.
Been a while.
Yeah.
Guys been digging with that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all documented here, or this is new, whatever.
Yeah.
Did you talk to John Purcell because he came in here?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I told him exactly what the board said. Try to extend it to his line at the top for that ditch and to clean up.
The one. I didn't know what,
he, what he's going to do is he's going
so
go to
move
his,
this.
This is
that's
the one
that
we
approved at the bottom. That had it going this way and he's going to train it.
The one up on North Road.
Oh, okay. North Road. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You already threw all the dirt on the side.
Oh,
yeah. Go down to his property line and ditch up the side of the road, and then clean all that stuff off the bank.
And he said you'll get, the town will take care of ditching.
From his property line down.
Yeah, that
all right, so this,
maybe we just started to
this is
Derek
Griggs?
Yeah, Derek Griggs. Ricky just needs to sign.
Right, this has been approved. So you're
I need to sign the final approval on this one?
Yes. And then what you should do on the one you're not approving is just write denied across it or something and put the date in your name.
We inspected it last meeting, which was what?
That was 12th.
Well,
12th.
You look at the minutes. Yeah.
12th.
I'm going to
look at a calendar.
And this is today's date is
26th.
Or is that when you record it? No, you hit that.
Yeah,
and then this one here we gotta put where's the one that we gotta say denied? Or you guys I'll just sign it, you guys write all the stuff on it.
I wouldn't sign in the
don't sign
and
that.
Don't sign
off.
It, just write denied.
Sign maybe the bottom, just write denied and sign
and
on the very bottom.
Like right here. Like where it doesn't say approved.
There you go.
And were we waiting on John Purcell's to approve it until...
Yeah.
Okay.
Until the work's done.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to verify.
And today, date is... Yeah, not approved.
And this is Derek. Great.
Thank you.
He's made his decision.
If we look at it, we'll have
yep.
Look
at
it.
Right, right here.
So how many
Two. Derek Griggs and St. Pierre. John Purcell's is not quite done yet.
Waiting for the work.
Yep.
We got to the important one.
Molly, put them right in with your. Right. So we're going to record them right in the computer system. Oh.
I think that's it for
that
driveway permits. So now we got highway department.
So the mowing is done. We have all the culverts installed down here. We're deep berming it
all. Did that go good?
Not bad. I was going to mention to him, we went through and did the walkthrough. We said, well, we can do a 30 here and a 24 here. Well, the culvert up the closest this way towards Pat O'Hears.
Yeah.
We weren't going to have enough cover if we put a 30 in.
So I dropped it back to a 24.
That's
probably more than enough.
Yeah, it was the 18 and half of it was squash.
Yeah.
So we got a 24, 30, and then a 24 on the other end.
Yeah, it looked good. It was fine.
I'm not comfortable having that much over the top of the culvert.
No. You got to have more dirt than that.
Yeah.
You'll show through very soon.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter, it'll pick that culvert out of there.
So. We went ahead and put the 24 in. That's all done.
Yeah.
So.
And we never had any real trouble with them culverts overflowing the road.
No.
No.
The water usually runs down through. We relocated the one that has a ditch on both sides.
Yeah.
It came across the road and then ran down through for almost 100 feet. So we moved it down so it dumps just on the corner.
Yeah.
Instead of ditch dumping in the thing.
Right.
So that project should be done pretty much the end. We got one section we're going to riprap the river there.
Oh, yeah. Where do you get your riprap?
I got a bunch of it we've been saving over the year.
Oh, the old book.
Right
the
here
old,
at the garage.
Garage, okay.
Yeah.
Is that just regular gravel or the old garage?
Yeah, that's stuff that we hauled at a Dennis Heath pit.
Yeah.
So we use that a lot of times on the Class 4.
Because there was quite a little bit of different stuff up there that drove by. Well, back anyways.
And you're using those cement blocks there.
Oh, for headers.
For headers. And stuff. That looks like it worked pretty good.
Yeah. Cooper Hill, we got the drainage fixed up there. Under drain on that. And.
Did anybody ever say something or anything about the power line we see? Did anybody ever do anything?
Nobody ever did nothing with that.
Okay, just was wondering. That's all. Nothing to ask, but I just was saying.
That's how it is. I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I didn't know if they did something up there.
That 2012 truck is back down to Charlie Boy's. Same issue we've been having. Vic's been drawing sand with it, and it derated the other day. Steve came up and put his computer and kind of cleared everything. Vic made a couple loads, and then Steve went to see what it was reading for codes, and the same code it's been reading. When they changed the MCM that was bad last time.
Yeah. So what did they say down there this time?
I have no idea. And they just told me to bring, wouldn't even make an appointment. I'd bring the truck down and leave it. They're going to try to squeeze it in.
Wow, they're busy, aren't they?
Well, the newer, I just had a discussion about that today. You know, these trucks, they're all computer, whatever, that MCM is basically a computer, right?
Yeah.
Well, they die, those things die and fail, and then the new ones are made. Who knows where they're made? They aren't as good.
They're remanding them.
They're remanufacturing them and all kinds of stuff. So you're,
That MCM's like $600.
Oh, yeah.
But it's under warranty, that part of it. But the labor's not.
No. Labor's not. And then they got to
$175 an hour.
Don't they have to reflash that? Reprogram it and put it in.
I have no idea. But that should be under the warranty part of it.
Well, you'd hope. But, this. I think there's a market out there for a car that don't have any of that stuff on it. Roll up windows and manual steering and a manual transmission. And to meet the EPA standards, you'd have to put pedals on it, probably.
Come out a motor. Long on the gravel or on the sand?
Yeah, he's got to be.
Just curious.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
That's gonna be good.
Yeah. No, I haven't had to haul any. Vic and Ryan hauled.
Yeah. Good.
Did you get a chance to go down and look at Noel Flat?
I didn't go around there.
Okay.
I thought I went the other way, and when I turned left, have you been by there?
Yeah, somebody's trying to narrow the road up a little bit.
Yeah, they're pulling all the gravel down into the ditch down in there.
Well, I mean,
but the berm now is completely gone off here. So I said I knew you were going to go look, so I didn't really get it.
I was supposed to.
It varies. It goes anywhere from like a foot to some places. He's like,
The ends of the road here, and it's kind of come like this.
At $17 a yard, if you go to Harvey's, crusher runs $17 a yard.
Yeah.
You know, if he wants to deberm it up to the berm, where the berm is, you know, no problem with that. He shouldn't only take it like a 1-on-3 slope off, because if you take it too steep, then...
I'm concerned now that when it goes, because it's going to be like this. What happens? Go look at it and just, I'm worried about now. Well, it's going to be because the berm's sitting in there, and now it's going to wash out down there when it starts. We get a heavy rain.
He put his hay right up in the roadway, so he's trying to narrow the road up.
Yeah, well, that's just dumb. So what we got to do is follow our own set of rules, right? We made a rule a few months ago that anytime we got an issue, it's got to be, if some citizen has an issue like that, they got to bring it here and put it in writing.
Right? Yep.
So we should put something in writing and say, hey, it's been observed that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Drive down in there the next week.
I went by there the other day, and I was turning left, of course, and I got up that road a little ways. I said, shit, I should have went the other way.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it.
Yeah. You know, if you want to do anything, just send him a letter. Just a reminder that the edge of the road is where the berm is there, and to please not remove any gravel from the road surface.
Yeah. No, and I don't.
That's about as pleasant as you can get, and if he continues to do it,
well, then
it's right in your orange book that you don't have a right to damage. If you take gravel from the highway or damage the highway, you're responsible.
That's in the red orange book. Yeah,
that's in that orange book. So,
yeah, so
to follow our protocol is send them a letter.
Yeah.
Just to tell them, please not, you know, be polite about it and say, please don't do it. And
please stop and don't know anymore and leave where it is.
I don't see it. So, you know, based on if you've looked at it whatever, I think it would probably be appropriate to send that. How's the
and if there's questions or his reason he's doing it, then he can is welcome to come or send an email back to us with a comment on why it's going. I'm just saying, we're listening to what his comment is. It's there. Happy to go to see it. Why? And then we can see.
And like, we can just like
the ends are out of it. So it's whatever. Yeah. It's not one side. We just need to know what it is. But
we'll end up. I know right well. We'll end up. I was going to ask you about those orange markers, how that...
They're all taped.
They're ready to be cut.
Okay, and Junior, is he getting scheduled to...
Matt...
drive them in or whatever?
Yep, so Matt emailed Friday and Monday, yesterday, I touched base with him. He's still waiting to hear back from the police department, but he's thinking...
So he's
saying
he's going to
be the first or second week of September.
Okay, so he's moving that piece along.
Yeah, as soon as he gets a date, he's giving me the date.
So we can probably get these. We can get these cut before that and get those. And the reason I bring that up is because there's your procedure right there. If it gets to that point, that's what you got to do. Yeah.
And they actually sent us.
That's what'll be done.
They sent us a few extra posts, so we do have some extras.
You want them all cut?
I taped them all because I didn't realize.
Yeah, cut them all.
I get a rainy day, and I'll just bring them down, and I'll just cut them right there.
Well, if not, just give me a holler, whatever it is. Yeah. There. Maybe a little more notice than the white birds, but.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Reason. Oh, yeah. So, a few weeks ago, Harold got sideswiped by a deer. And it dented the back a little bit, and a little scratch on the door. Dented it by there. Yeah. I don't have the truck with me.
Yeah.
The pickup?
Oh, the pickup. Yeah. The paint is gone on by the door.
Yeah, so you need to get that fixed or rust
right now. The one on the body, don't buy it. But what was Sterling?
Hold on.
7,800 or something like that.
Hold on here.
For just a little dent on the back. The tail light, it had a...
a little chip out of the taillight about this long.
What it cost?
You've got pictures of them, right?
Yeah. I
have
to find them. I think I emailed
them. Well, Warren's truck here. Bumper.
Yeah.
Rear taillight. A little bit of a wrinkle there. That was $12,000.
$12,000?
Yeah.
And
crazy.
The insurance adjuster came up and he came up with about 56 or 58.
Yeah, it was wow.
I didn't bring them quotes with me.
Wow.
They're somewhere in
the. So I didn't know, do you want to fix it? Or
we should get it fixed because it'll rust if you don't. It'll rust right out on you and it won't be worth a shit in no time.
I can take it up to, also can go check with Lamoille Valley Collision up there.
Yeah.
See how much there.
What's the guy on the stagecoach throwing there?
That's Sterling.
That's Sterling.
Okay.
They want to replace the whole back.
And what's the one at the Millers? What's the one down at Millers?
Oh, I didn't know there's one at Millers.
You know, where, yeah. What's his?
I don't know what his name is, but yeah.
You're going on headed 100 going to Stull.
Right. You know where the egg farm used to be, right?
Yeah.
At Millers, he's got a body shop down there.
Right. Oh, I didn't know right where the bolt shed is.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, where the bolt shed is.
Oh, what's you call it? It's working for him down here. He went to work for him. Jeremiah.
Yeah, she might.
Oh, Jeremiah worked for him.
You might check with
him. I'm just saying, not saying you didn't, but you know, good. For the town's record.
Oh, they want to replace your whole quarter.
The whole backside.
Yeah, the whole quarter.
Because it's aluminum.
Yeah.
And they said that.
You can't
do right there is the dent on the door.
You can't do nothing with it.
Well, anyway, I'm just saying if you got a second and it's raining, maybe you can run it down those two just to get and see if it's going to get it, especially if you're coming in.
Yeah.
It's a couple, about 2,000 more than.
Yeah. What the insurance company.
Yeah. How you want, I wouldn't know those.
No.
Okay. I'm going to say it out loud.
Julie took hers to McGee's, but McGee's don't have a body shop anymore. Down in Montpelier.
Oh, yeah.
Where we bought the truck.
There's your pictures.
That's the taillight. No. Well, the taillight's no big deal.
Yeah, except that taillight's about $700.
Yeah. I wouldn't replace that one.
It's special. It's a special taillight.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Here's the adjusters.
That's what he said he hit coming up that hill that night.
Here's the adjuster's
estimate.
And then here's.
It's not affecting it.
Here's Sterling.
That's the biggest
estimate.
That I'd get fixed if I could.
It's not affecting it, but are you going to keep it till it dies? Or are you going to try to sell it at some point? Then
That's just it. It's got 105,000 miles on it. So.
Yeah, if you're ever going to trade it, this is aluminum, right?
Yeah.
That's because they can't do anything with that.
That's that one on the door.
But they can't.
She's showing.
That's the door?
Yeah, that's that. That's that one right there. That's
augered in there pretty good, then, isn't it?
Yeah. It must be had horns, because it scrapes like that.
Probably had horns, yeah. I would.
Moose does a lot more damage than that, don't it, Molly?
Yeah, sure does.
If you're going to trade it, you probably ought to get the stuff fixed. You know, if you're ever going to think about trading it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are the two estimates there.
Yeah.
You want to see what a moose does to a truck? I can show you.
No, I already know.
And the next question is, because theirs was lower. Do you want them to check it on now, or do you want to bring it to the wherever garage and they can go back and forth with her if they have questions or things that were missed? Or.
The bolt they're going to pay is the adjuster's rate.
So I asked her, if we bring this to Sterling, are you only paying this lower amount? Yeah. And she said if they feel like there's things that their adjuster missed,
they
can talk to them.
Yeah,
I think it was, most of it was the rate.
Right, yep. And I think she said she would pay whatever rate it is.
Okay, so they would pay their hourly rate.
Right.
Yeah, so you'd probably be all right with insurance. I think, with the deductible or whatever, you'd probably be all right.
Because I just kind of
skimmed
through it real quick.
Usually the body shop and the insurance adjuster come to some agreement.
Right, if you want Sterling to do it, I would go to Sterling. I would give him this adjuster's quote and say anything that they're missing that you feel like
their eyes don't show up.
Just have them call.
Call
this guy directly. They'll come up to an agreement.
I think if you get to the on the back of that sheet there, they'll have this hourly rate.
They total it.
Oh yeah, that's not high enough.
No, they haven't totaled. They didn't total my truck. I haven't heard from the insurance company.
$5 lower.
Yeah. So I booked an hour, and then the hourly rate. See, they.
If I go
this guy had a few more hours.
This one here got seven more hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And then two on paint labor. And then they got a paint supply.
Yeah, so you'll get better, they'll take.
Well, that's 19.2 more
hours. Yeah, and Chris already gave me putting a single out of my part on that truck. For, yeah. Okay.
Paint
so you're playing it, not me.
I don't understand that.
Who said that?
Chris.
It's probably the way they're asking the software to work.
He's like, I because there's not going to be a single out of my part.
Paint supplies, and that would be on this one.
Okay, we'll do that.
He's only got $750
Dad
for
and
paint.
Ryan had to.
These guys $960
$960 So yeah. I would put them in contact with them, and they'll come to some agreement with how much they're going to spend on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing too.
These guys always do low, and these guys always do high, and they'll figure it out.
I'll leave him here with you. Yeah.
No, me. Leave him with the boss. The boss. All right. So you're going to get.
And then the other thing is, Greg's project up there.
The culvert?
The culvert.
Yeah.
I'm going to get started on that. Precast head walls were $22,000. And Phil, last time we did that other one, we were $14,000. Yeah. But Phil can't do it for a while.
How much were the
head walls? We have to have that done by
$22,000.
Yeah. Is that the one we have to have done by the...
September 30th.
September 30th.
30th.
Got a month.
Yeah. How can Phil do that?
No.
He just can't.
He's got
too much work.
He's got two house jobs right now he's doing.
So did you find...
the only option we have then is to...
Either precast or use them concrete blocks, what we just did, and then...
Those look pretty good down there.
Do they seem pretty secure?
Yeah.
They got a V.
Yeah.
On the top, yeah. I bring the dirt right to the top
there's
of that.
A V on the bottom of
so,
the
yeah,
other
so
ones.
Lock into the top. Yeah, the one's got the top and then the bottom on the other.
What I'm going to do is put plywood on the front side, and then I'm going to pour so that they're all the end of the culvert's all cut underneath down here.
You can do that yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It won't take much concrete to fill in all the cracks.
Yeah. You know, about a yard, foot and a half cubic foot of.
You're just filling in the gap, right?
Yeah. Bigger ones would take more because that one up here is a 5-footer.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to do the whole.
Right.
But still, any.
But at least you can get it done and it'll end up being probably cheaper for you, too.
In the long run.
You buy them from Griswold?
No, Harrison.
Harrison?
Yeah.
They're the ones in Harrison's in Morrisville?
Yeah.
Right there. And that's that culvert up there don't get. Horribly, it gets a little bit wild in the spring, but it ain't awful.
On the big culvert we did, the one from Calkins, we got them from Calkins up there. Those were 3-foot by 18-inch, 6-foot long.
A little easier to handle, probably.
Well, they don't tip.
Yeah,
it's easy. You know, you're 3 foot.
Did you go 3 foot back, offset them, or did you stack them right up? And then...
The first one I set down, and then the next one I set. Lengthways to offset it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I set straight, and then offset, kick them off again.
Yeah.
Right, and then you just let go, build them right up. Yeah, that might be the best way to do that.
Maybe the quickest way for you, too, because you can't get anybody else in there. Because the only ones I've seen, there's my dad told me there's a similar concrete sign sitting down there. I don't know anything about it, but.
Yeah, it's hard. We're struggling to hire electricians.
Yeah.
That's where I work. Yep. Finally, the guy finally showed up today again.
And then we're gonna when we get done on that. Then I did meet with Norm Patino from Pike. But he never sent anything here.
I haven't seen anything.
He was supposed to give us the price on doing what needed to be reclaimed
up there
on North Road. And there's 3 culverts that we got to change up there. So if I get that one done, we'll skip up and get them culverts done.
Yeah.
And he has not heard from Jeff Avery at all.
Okay. About the bone.
Did you still think it was going to be worth it to hold Slayton to do your smaller jobs?
I haven't got hold of it. I think it would be.
I'm just saying because I wondered if you still thought or you're still looking thinking that they would do it when they did if they do some other stuff.
I don't think their price is going to be any cheaper.
Yeah.
We can check with Slayton to see.
We were just saying that the smaller, like I see, he does a lot of smaller stuff like
Jeff Hutchins just sold out to Allstate.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. The trucks no longer have Hutchins on them. Yeah. Some of them are already been changed to Allstate.
Oh, okay.
Well, big corporation out of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
That's buying all these local companies up.
Yeah. Was that with the gas company? Barnes, wasn't it? Isn't that who bought Barnes?
Oh, did they buy Barnes?
Barnes. I don't know who bought it, but somebody bought them. Yeah. Somebody said.
All right. Again, you got some busy weeks coming up.
Yeah.
Ratify additions and deletions. We don't have any. Grant updates and discussions. I don't have a.
I got a couple questions. First, for Ricky, have you heard from Mitchie Corp about Blakeville?
I have not. I have a call into him to see if he, what his status was on the precast head walls.
Okay. If you could speak with him, if you could ask him about where he's at with anything, that'd be great too.
I did get a random email from the accounting department asking for our information. So I don't know if he's already done work and they're ready to invoice us for something.
The survey is done. The stakes are down there. So I did meet with him when they were doing the survey, and that was a month ago.
So maybe they're just looking to invoice us for that.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard any otherwise.
And then the other thing is, as I was working on the possible grant for the playground, how much would you guys be willing to match the $20,000, or should I go for a lower amount? Because whatever I go for, we have to be willing to match.
It's a 50-50 match.
Yeah.
It's
50-50, yeah.
Yeah.
So how much of the playground equipment is looking to be replaced?
Mm-hmm. They're expensive.
They're expensive. So the cheapest one, that I could get.
Is this a slide?
This is a
couple, maybe.
It's a
couple slides?
Well, there's a few different
ones. It's like a playground.
It depends
like
what you're willing to match. I would recommend if you're going to do it to match the max.
Well, it's got to come out of the fund. I just got to see where we are. But if they're $1,800 light bill and that's been going on, that went on for 4 months. Yeah. That's going to eat into their profits up there pretty quick.
But do you want to take it out of the reserve fund? Because you have that.
We have a beef reserve fund.
You have a lira, a lake reserve fund. Yes.
It's not lira though. Don't mix those up. It's.
The way I think the warning was worded was for the lake.
Lira is the lake and recreation.
Yes.
The beach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I keep mixing that up with the people that were here earlier.
But that was set up so any money they have extra
goes
into that, correct?
Yeah.
No, one time the money that was sitting there went in.
Yeah, we had that.
Okay.
We had
How much is in that?
A little under $100.
$100?
$1,000.
Oh, $100,000. Well, I guess they got some money in that.
Yeah, there's money in there.
I guess you got some money to do that. Yeah.
And it came from the beach.
It's
beach profit from the years back.
All right, so I will
apply. As long as they're going to have room enough for all this stuff.
So that's what you want to do is the 20?
Well, right.
And then clear?
So room enough. Just to be clear, if we say we will match 20, and they say, oh, here's 20, but then we look at the playground equipment and go, you know what, we only need 8.
We don't have to spend it all. Correct.
It's not like we're committing to 20. We're committing to
applying to matching up to that.
But the playground equipment, once we decide what to spend, we don't have to spend 40.
You're gonna spend 40.
Installation.
There you go.
So for this smaller set, found, and this includes putting mulch down, which I think we could get a better price for the mulch somewhere else closer.
We got a bunch of tires we can shred.
Because this, I'll let you just the bottom.
Holy shit!
I'm on record.
That's
all right. What was the mulch? $20,000.
Yeah, the mulch was like $25,000. Yeah. It came without doing the mulch. It came to about $44,000.
This is more than I paid for my first house.
And that's for a smaller set.
And that's for the smallest one.
No, there's smaller.
Number under your thumb? Yeah, 68,000. $99
on the sunset. So if you, they seem municipal, there's a couple of costs with installing it. There's costs with cleaning out the slide that's already there.
I can take the slide out and start it there.
Because that's another like $4,000 right there.
I'll do it for half.
Okay.
What about you, Buck? You and me go up there and take out old slide out.
So basically what you can do is you
dispose of it.
Your grant is for 20. So you're going to have to look at spending $40,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're going to have to look at for your playground equipment.
You're going to have to pare that quote down a little bit.
So if you are willing to remove it, though, we would be at that $40,000. So if you
remove what?
That
remove
slide.
The old one?
Yeah.
That's $4,000 to take the old one out. So Butch and I are
going to take it on that.
Right. That's what I just said. Anyway. Butch and I will go up and take it out for $1,000 a peep. Cat.
Probably just go take the excavator and
demolish
them.
Yeah,
gone. Yeah, pop it out of there and gone and go and walk down
for 2,000 and take it back.
And then we'll pay. As far as the mulching, if you're going to spend $20,000, I just go up here to.
I think we can mulch it for less.
I said, yeah, we took that off. I took that off. What I'm going to submit.
When they're all done installing the stuff, just go up there and.
I think what I'm hearing is that if you can squeeze the equipment in for under 40, then we're willing to go. You know, if we get a grant for half of it, yay.
Okay.
I guess figure out what you want for equipment.
Yeah.
For 40, in installation for $40,000.
You gotta squish it under 40.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean you got a little more now because if you got $100,000 there now.
Yes, because you don't need to spend it all in one shot. We take this out, we would be under $40,000.
Yeah,
we got a little.
If we take out the removal and the mulch, we'll be under $40,000.
So then I would say maybe use this one to apply. And then if we have to downsize,
we'll downsize. Yeah.
Use that one to apply, and we'll buy what we want.
Okay, perfect. After. Just wanted to make sure.
Because that's holy. She's in the wrong business.
Well, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, because you want me to get the bigger play set out?
No.
You want to see that estimate?
That's fine.
There was another grant, but the minimum was $75,000.
Yeah.
For playground equipment?
Yes.
That was nothing. Their sets were like hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, there were like hundreds of
like you said, what? Municipality, they're looking at.
Yeah. Swing set. You used to put swing set like we used to have over here, remember that one? Iron pipe, wooden seats.
Yeah.
There you go, a couple chains, done.
Well, they had the strap seats here.
When you went, they had wooden seats when I went.
So, might get a splinter, so they put my sister caught leather straps, them
plastic straps.
Yeah, well, they weren't plastic, they were kind of like rubber.
Rubbery.
Yeah.
Weird stuff. My sister got one of those wooden ones right in the face. Yeah, her teeth were dicked up. Anyways, is that all the grant stuff that
that's
we can
all
stand
the grant
tomorrow?
Stuff that I needed to talk to you about.
Office edition, you.
There's an estimate.
There's
in there
an estimate
for
somewhere.
SDR Ireland.
I see that.
Oh, there it is. I didn't see that.
So you're getting rid of half your money in the vault door and concrete.
I was going to say yes, and then these are estimates for vault. Doors.
And does anyone know if you're going with a vault door, is somebody going to be able to install it, or does that take a special installation?
Well, it's got to be because nobody says installation. They all said that they, even that.
Right, but do we have to find?
Does an everyday person, are they able to?
Well, I think so because they give you the rough opening of the door on that one that you sent.
But do you just lift the door with a piece of equipment? I don't know. It's got
to
be heavy.
Well, whoever pours it is going to have it in there. That's the way we always did them when we did channel.
It looks like this one here.
You install the door when you do the...
So, like, that's
it looks like this one's installed afterwards. Maybe not.
Did you read this?
Rick, does that...
Yeah.
Rick, does that...
So this is almost the same.
I
want
to reach out to see if they have some information on the process.
Isn't it? Or am I missing something?
We didn't have any breakdown from the other for the contractors on it, did we?
No.
No, but their piece for the concrete wasn't much more than this, was it?
The 99.25?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Rick, does that lip go right around? This, you know, this lip, does it go right around?
Are you talking the original quote for the concrete?
Yeah.
It's like 120.
Yeah, it was probably, I think it was 120 or 130.
Plate that bolts on the backside.
So it was a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That it yeah, looks like
Martin Bryant.
The rubble is
like one.
It had,
but that was for the blocks,
I looked at
the right?
first one.
That was for the blocks.
Was that for blocks?
Foam block. Shipping not block. It's poured concrete. It's foam.
Clearing opens 36 by 80
right, but
inches
the 120
in there.
Wasn't
masonry
the
opens 51 by 85 yeah, and a half high.
I must have left that room.
The one that came in our packet, you mean?
Yeah.
I got it right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that had the rough opening on it.
He's excluded the foam wall block, excluded the masonry block, and all that stuff.
Here's the one for 11,000 here.
I got a couple of different estimates. Firelock does technically build whole vaults, but it's a pretty penny.
Yeah, theirs is almost a little over 11,000 without just dropping it in the curb.
Yeah, and then if you look at the other piece of paper I gave you was if they built the whole vault for us.
And that wasn't concrete.
That was like, I don't remember exactly what it is.
95,000.
Yeah.
Just for the vault.
Just for the vault. With them installing
that.
Vault.
But that's, this buys you that vault, right?
Yes.
Minus the door.
Minus the door.
Yeah. And then you got to buy a door. Vault door quotation for $5,585.
Now, what's the fire rating on this one versus the other one?
They're both 400.
Three-hour rating.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's a 4-hour.
Four. One's four, one's
right.
three.
The first one that you've got in here
is three, and then Firelock is four.
Four, yeah.
And this one's more. Unless I'm missing something.
It is.
Well,
yeah.
One is $11,170. That's without installation, but that's delivered to the job.
Is there another page to this?
No, that's just the door. What? That's just.
This
is just the door.
Vault door.
This is down payment.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I didn't see the 11. I saw the 55.85. So that's a deal. We'll get one of those. But no.
Well, it's cheaper than. Yes.
So this is a 4-hour door for less money than a 3-hour door.
Yeah.
So that one goes away. Okay. Pretty easy, right? If you want a vault door.
Did they send any pictures of the door?
I can pull up that.
Well, I'm just saying, as far as the lock mechanism and stuff, you guys need to be comfortable with that. This other one has.
They said there were different options.
I don't.
This one here had the electronic stuff on it.
We want full mechanical. We don't want any electronic. That's just my opinion.
It weighs 2,500 pounds. Stainless steel structure.
So one question.
Time lock.
Oh, there's she's got a blueprint.
144
right there.
Yeah,
resettable.
So this is the firelock, the blueprint of the door that he sent me.
So
if you put the door in before you build the building, you can set it right in with a machine.
What is it?
Yeah, what's in it?
You set the frame in,
permanent.
Right? And then you hang the door
ages
after.
A lot of it's permanent.
So when the concrete guys pour it, they pour it around that, right?
No,
you leave a rough opening, but look to me,
yeah.
And you slide that in, and then you bolt it in from the back.
Just
like this one right here.
So then
that way, if you ever got to change it,
for half the profit, it's worth it.
So do we have to do that?
We hire somebody. You can hire somebody to do that.
I just don't know.
Any carpenter, or we could install it.
Yeah. If you can get a fireproof door,
that's
3 hours.
Go in,
what's the difference between the vault door?
The only difference is the lock.
Do you see somebody breaking in? The land records are going to be in here.
But this is a 4-hour door, not three. This one.
Right.
And that one, the firelock does not have an electronic piece.
Yeah, I don't think we want electronic.
Yeah, and he said we could change whatever lock we wanted on it.
For that price. Doesn't change.
For the 11,000?
Correct. Yeah. I think if we wanted to go digital, it might cost more, but.
Anything with a battery in it for electronic
sounds,
or any of that stuff, to me, just becomes a liability later on.
Yeah.
You know, when the battery goes dead, now what do you do?
We
put the instructions in the vault. Oh, yeah.
We were just talking about that with telephone.
Yeah.
We're going to do away with the old way and go with all this new technology.
It's sketchy. It is
sketchy. Yeah, trying to text 911 on Saturday night was not...
Well, trying to text them? You can't text 911.
Oh, no, you can, because when you don't have service, you have to use the satellite, because I hit a moose on Saturday.
Oh. Did you kill it?
Yes.
Are you going to eat it?
No.
It didn't work.
Well, enough. She pretty well killed
it. Randy Locke said she smoked it.
She smoked it already?
Okay. They give it to you?
They actually,
the game warden took it right over to Randy's for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And said it won't worth anything.
Yeah, scared. Randy called Sunday morning.
He said he's going to bury it.
Yep.
Not bury it. Feed it at all.
Yeah.
So
this leads us down to about half the money to build the building.
Yeah. So you got the vault. You got, what do we have, 240?
Yeah.
So that's going to leave you 140,000.
120, roughly, or whatever.
120.
Yeah.
You're gonna have 105, 250, 300, 200.
So they were, the concrete was about the same amount. So now they're still at $250,000 or $225,000 you need to build it.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
And but we could get it framed up. With what we have.
Oh yeah.
Ain't that what we were planning?
That's the idea, is get it framed up.
I feel bad. I think that personally in the year, but I don't want to take and be voting another $100,000 without going to town personally without doing that in here. And I just hate to see it start framing up and then not get it. I'd like to see if we're going to figure out a way to be able to go. And I'm not saying that this isn't in here, but is there a way to try to cut back? Because I think that my understanding is it's the walls are going to have to go all the way up.
16 feet.
Yeah, all the way up through, and the same with the back, all four sides, except for the vault.
Yeah.
So would we cut out, could we cut that down by $40,000? You know, I'm trying to...
Oh, just do one vault?
Yeah, I'm trying to run it through my head, you know what I mean, to see where we can save it. I really would like to see the girls be able to figure out how that... We can manage this, and if I had to go back to the town, would you prefer to take $40,000 now, or you know, instead of $100,000 or $120,000? Because I don't. Anyway, that's my thought. I'm just.
What if you poured the foundation, and then poured it 10 feet shy, just a regular square box foundation, just like normal, and then just a slab with the vault on it.
Would it be an inconvenience if we did it down in the basement and then framed the rest of it up, just the vault itself?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, so then the vault's got to go, so you're going to have poor slab, then you're going to have to...
No matter how you look at it, you'd have poor slab, so on that outside wall, you'd end up with a 12-foot wall anyways.
Yeah.
Outside wall, you'd end up with a 12-foot wall. Because you've got to be a little frost wall, right?
Yeah, right.
Still end up with 12-foot.
12-foot, so you're adding 4 feet more.
Yeah. You'd be 16 on the inside, but you wouldn't have.
The only thing you wouldn't have is you wouldn't have an extra ceiling in there.
Yeah, you'd save 4 feet around. You wouldn't have that ceiling.
Well, the only way is if you go as you said, if it isn't going to be, if we frame it, that's the only way that we're going to get it, if that you can get what you want out of the thing. Because if not, then you're going to have to go with the concrete, and this is going to be it here. And I think you're $200,000 plus short.
I talked to Bob out to Harrison's. He was supposed to have a guy contact Melissa here at the office.
Never heard anything.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I'm trying to figure where it is in here. But I think we're 200, 225 anyway.
Concrete for vault door here, 112.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
That's roughly where you are with a door and a... concrete.
Yeah.
Well, we get the foundation in, we'll have a barn building thing and invite all these people here to come in.
I mean, I know you guys don't want to use reserve funds, but I did have Molly look up, trying to figure out other things with accounting, but the fund from the barrows is for that kind of stuff. Yeah. If you guys choose to do that with it.
That's what Butch is getting at. We don't mind using that fund. This is the way I'm looking at it, as long as the voters approve it.
Exactly. Because
you don't need that because if you want the voters to approve it, you can.
Yeah.
But that is specifically why she's giving
I feel like that kind of money into there I would want.
What's the total? What is the total that we have from the free money?
240, I think, or maybe a little bit interest now. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Right, so, plus the money you have for your repair, how much a year do you put in for building repair in here?
I don't think it's very much. Yeah. Maybe a couple thousand.
So, Well, what I'm saying is, would that...
So you'd have 126K to frame it up and finish the building.
So you're talking roughly 115,000 or 110,000 for the cement in the door, right?
112.
Yeah. 112. Yeah.
And then you subtract that from 238, you get 126,000 left.
So I would think you could frame this up for 126,000 and get the roof on it, don't you?
I think it'd shell it up, probably get
that. That's what I'm saying, dry it in. I think you could dry it in with siding and everything. You probably wouldn't get all your electrical in there, but maybe you'd be close.
I don't believe it.
Not in today's environment, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that everything is just so expensive in here. Like I said, we need to figure out, because if we're going to go, say, and we're going to do it our way.
If we pull a trigger on it, then it seems dumb to have to go ask for the... You know, what if they say no?
You think they would say no?
I don't know. I can't predict what they'd say. But the way you'd want to do that is have it be a non-binding vote. So that if they did vote no, we could still do it if we had to. I'm just saying.
I was going to say.
I'm not going there.
Could have a discussion rather than a vote.
We could have a discussion about it and kind of take the poll.
Could it just be like a discussion at the end? Like, what do you guys think about this? Because it is up to you officially whether you...
Officially,
not,
it's up to us.
But if you want to have that conversation, see how they feel and go from there, I guess.
I mean, part of the reason they voted you in, Butch, is to make these kind of heavy decisions for them.
And it's not money
if it was 40,000-50,000, I wouldn't, but they're going to be a long hole in the hole in there.
Let's say we're willing to go 50 over without talking to people. That's 176K to frame that up and just a big shell wall, you know, nothing special.
See, I want the whole money, so when the girls are done.
I know, but I'm saying you could finish it eggshell white within it. It'd be just an open big room and with windows, and I think we could pull it. Should be able to get there. I mean,
to think about for our next meeting.
How do we get that kind of a, like, how would you get somebody to estimate the stages of that?
I think once you figure it out.
You know what I'm saying?
I think once you figure it out in the year, then we say that we're looking for builders in there to come look at it like I did before in there, but we're going to end up. So you don't have the GC thing, so try to cut down on that into there. I think we've got to figure out where the board wants to be more involved in it, so that we don't have to ask the contractor to do all of that. We sit down, unfortunately, we meet with the electrician and then we sit down with the excavator and with the concrete people and everybody, and we get the estimates, and that's going to save you, I think, some money. I don't know somebody had said something about what they thought when somebody was charging extra, you know, to GC it. There's money in it. I mean, that's anybody does that in
there.
Between 30%.
I know the one guy that bid here was 10. He charges 10 flat.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. But he's wicked busy. I don't know if he's got enough time doing it.
10.
The other guy was charging 30.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. And that was basically the difference in their bids. Yeah. Everything else is pretty much the same. The difference was the one guy was 30% on top.
So you're talking 10. You're thinking you're going to be about 250 to shell it?
I was trying to get moved in.
But to do everything, you're talking 250.
Well, I think
so. You're talking Ruby around 350.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just guessing compared to where we were into there.
Yeah.
But then again, like I said, if we go ahead with the rock wall into there.
Yeah. You're going to cut some on that.
Sheetrock inside. We're not going to do anything downstairs in there, so we'll take some time.
That'll take a bunch off
into there. We go ahead and put that in, and we figure out where we're going to be
the
in here. The insulation, if we can go that route in here, we go the R40 or whatever, 42, so we don't have to have air, the 15, the 10 or whatever, 8 or to 12,000 air exchange.
So
that took a little bit of a pulse on this when we, that last March meeting, didn't we? Because we had them vote whether they wanted to put this money, remember?
Yeah.
We put it aside. They wanted to put it aside,
For this building. So I think that the group of people that come to town meeting, which isn't everybody.
And I don't think they're going to. I just would like to see where we are, dollar figures, and what we're going to build. So I think there's people out there that would come in and look at it and go into there and look at it.
Well,
if
so
that's
we
what we think that we want to be able to do and to try to save the town some money.
We need an estimate from
our experience.
From a carpenter that can do the framing and all that, and a roofer.
Yeah.
The carpenter do all the windows, right?
Everything. Do the siding. Most
siding
of those people would
stuff.
Do the siding, the roofing, and everything.
Roofing
we're going to put steel on.
And then we're going to need an estimate from an electrician and real small estimate from a plumber to do the radiant floor.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's the only thing.
And then
we
it's
need,
just going through and taking this, and then taking the windows because we're going to do everything. We're going to do the windows in
just
here, take the siding off, and do the ramp.
Maybe we need to put out a RFP for the cargo piece of it and see what that looks like for money.
Let's go down and we'll just take one more time and look at the plan and kind of so that when they come, they'll say, so we decide what we are going with and what everything that we're planning on.
Just like they did here where they said, this is excluded, this is excluded, this is excluded, whatever. We'll have to do that for the cargo.
Because like the foam on the outside, if you pour it, taking
Martiz guys
to have somebody spray that
with
the tire, you're looking around $1,000.
Yeah.
$48 a sheet for the 2.5-inch foam from Joe Baker.
And that brings us everything right down through. We can just let that lap over the other ones. We only have to do the new part.
Yeah. And then, because you'll just shrink that wall, bring it up with that. And then whatever you're going to put on it, whether you're putting that rock board or whatever on there, and then the outside's all done.
Right.
So this quote doesn't include putting that foam on the outside.
No, that's not hard to do.
No, I know it's not. I just want to make sure it's not included in this.
Whoever you do the excavating can do that.
Yeah. Okay. They'll just stick that onto there. And all we got to do is just the same. That if we're going it's 2-inch, we say when you start your foot or the wall, everything needs to be flush with the old one in here. They need to set back and pour their wall. So the foam just...
As far as you could save some money with the excavation part of it, if the highway crew helps do some of you know.
Right.
Because you have the trucks and the loader and stuff available.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just trying to get it down to where it's feasible and it's done and over. I know end of there. But us carpenters never finish anything anyway, so that works out perfect. But they're not going to want, it's going to be nice if they get it done. And then
you think we can get in there, get into the whole thing for $300 even?
A little more than that, I think, don't you? I mean, if we're taking it,
I was hoping you could get in here for between $275 and $300.
Yeah, well, I was too.
But what when the
$385 was the low bid.
Okay, so if we take your math off and whatever you thought that maybe say that it was 20% off or 15% off and off the $300. So then that way that would be if we choose to do that.
Their concrete estimate was $140K of that.
Yeah.
I think
they had a breakdown on them? I didn't think they had a breakdown on their stuff.
Nothing broke down.
No, I was told.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, that's what I didn't like.
That
was one of my biggest problems I had with that dollar amount. You're bidding $500,000.
Yeah. And you don't.
There should have some type of breakdown on concrete labor this much, material, basically just like that estimate you had on that for fixing that truck.
Yeah.
A breakdown. So this so many hours for this.
385. Take 140 from that.
That would be roughly $35,000, right?
Let's call it 30 that we saved off the 380.
Okay, all right. So now,
minus
10%. We put that back in, though. Is what I'm saying. So we put that
30.
We take that money and
60.
Put it back in.
So you're still just over 300, right?
Yeah.
So I think you can do it for 300 even. We got about 240.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel uncomfortable talking anybody down based on the output we got from the town meeting when they voted unanimously to do whatever we wanted to do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel uncomfortable saying, we had to dip into the reserve fund 60, 70K to get this done.
We're not asking to raise taxes with it.
We're not raising taxes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Just permission. We've got a lot of money in those funds.
Right. Yeah. So the whole idea
but they
is,
would be part of it. That's what I want for me to make sure that they have a part of this in
well,
here.
So what we can do.
We're not asking three people to make a decision for the whole town.
But well, that's what they ask us to do every week. But you make them. I'm just.
No. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. But so what we could do, if you know, we could post. Here's where we're at. Here's what we're as we get more information. Okay, we want to have an informational meeting. Warn it, post it, have people come here if they've got input, just like we would do for anything else, right? This isn't the town meeting, but we want some opinions. What does everybody think? And here's the numbers. Here's what we've got. Here's what we want to do. This is how we'd like to do it. I don't know. I'm just throwing out an idea.
I don't care. It doesn't in here. I just would.
I don't want to wait until March to decide to start.
Well, I know. That's why you got to get in. I don't know that because especially because our time frame was going to be great with them because we wanted to be done by the end of October. Yeah. So before snowfall went in there. So our time
is blown.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. But pretty I'm much. Just saying. But for next year is what I'm saying. Our so time frame is that starting in the spring, we didn't care any time after April or whatever. Yeah. Drive on the road. So if they were busy and couldn't start until June, but they were going to be done by the end of October, right? We talked. Yep. So well, we were trying to be flexible. If they came and shelled it up, say, listen, I've got another one in here, but I'll shell it. We'll be gone for a month. We'll be back.
So with that said, we obviously ain't getting it done this year.
Yeah. No.
Right.
Yeah.
So we can ask them in March and probably not hold us up too much. I was worried that if we wait till March.
But what I'm saying is we get this going in and now in here, so because everybody's starting to look at stuff. I'm talking to people right now that can't get that are starting already looking into next year for spring. So we need to figure out what you want to build, what we're looking at it, what we're going to use for material in there, so we can say there because we go with our plans. I think it's going to be.
Well, it's going to be anyway, but
yeah.
we gotta. I guess the bottom line is that I'd hate to start it and then have to quit in the middle. So if we make the decision to start it, we kind of got to make the decision to keep going. So I'm trying to find a hole.
You'll have to check, see what Ireland, if they'd hold that price, if we signed the contract.
I think it says 30 days.
Yeah. Well, you signed a contract for 30 days.
Yeah.
The price is good for 30 from the date stated.
Yeah. So if you sign it, is that price going to be good next spring?
All right.
It should be. It doesn't say that it's going to change, but that doesn't mean their contract says that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what.
Well, so that's our hard decision, right, is. We have to start it with some confidence that if we're run over and we have to use this fund money, that everybody in town ain't gonna lynch us.
Yeah, I know, and we need to look at it in there to see if it's going to be into there. It could, if you're going to say in there, then we need to say that we're looking at this and there a possible between 10% to 15% overrun. You know what I'm saying?
Well, over the COVID money.
Yeah, over the whatever we're thinking it's going to cost, say $300 or $350.
And I think
talk
about that in a town meeting? We kind of said, you know, we don't think we can get this building done for this, but this is a chunk of money we're putting aside to get it going. We kind of, hopefully, you know, it's all about communication, right? Maybe we have an informational meeting where people can come and listen, or we post some shit or whatever on the website. Hey, here's what we're doing. What do you think? Feel free to comment below. No, they got to come here to comment. No comments on the website.
No. Well, I see a lot of this stuff that disclosures on the back. We're not supposed to be talking about this stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
I know.
What do you mean? What are you looking at? This document, Canadian's Connor, is not to be disclosed or published without.
We didn't say anything about it anyway. We're just talking about Baltimore.
Too late now. Do you see what I'm saying? You look, you know, the first email thing he sent the other day has the same thing on the back of it.
So you can't. You're not supposed to. In other words, you can't post this in the window.
Yeah, they don't want you talking about their business with somebody else.
I got it. Weird. Anyway, so it sounds like we got a.
That one was mine.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
Yours is over here. You gave it to me because you're like, you can get rid of that one.
Yeah, I don't want to keep that door there. This is the door. This makes sense, the door. Right? If we're going to put a door in, this is the one. It's less money. It's 4-hour rated. It's got a mechanical lock, no batteries.
You can track it, which one is it?
No computer.
What?
No. Door.
Yeah, it's just.
I have that one. I wrote fire lock on it.
So I guess, what do you guys want to do next? Should we?
If we're gonna go get, if we're gonna get to, when we get ready to the contractor, we need to know like we did before with the other ones and get and decide what we're actually, what how we want it. We had to get pretty well typed out before.
Yeah.
And I just think you got to figure out that's what we're gonna do again and see if there's any how it works out. And especially if we can, if we're gonna we're gonna be relying on them to do the whole kit and caboodle.
We're gonna be the GCs, so we're gonna have to have a separate RF request for bid.
Will end up
for structural, the carpenter work, as you call it.
Yeah.
We already got a bid for concrete, but we should have, you're supposed to have three, so we'll probably have to advertise that.
Yeah.
Like normal. Yeah. All right, so I know, I'll put some stuff, I'll dig out the old one, I'll bust it up into three.
We had it before, if you still have that.
Oh, sheet. I still have it, yeah. We'll bust it up into three, or however many there is. You know, there's electrical, plumbing,
concrete
and structural carpenter structural to include windows, roof, and siding.
Now,
right. I don't want to get.
We could at least save some cash if we purchase everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we should do that.
Well, we got to find
because like we're taxed.
When we go out, we just need to make sure that when we do that in that.
In the RFP, it's going to say
because
all materials will be purchased through the Town of Eden's accounting because we're tax exempt.
Yeah.
Simple as that, and all the contractors understand that. Yeah. They get that.
But that's going to save.
Well, it's 6%.
We're going to keep axing away at
it's 6%, and if it's a $300,000 job, what's that?
I'm finding out.
$1,800 or $18,000? $18,000 in taxes that we won't have. Sales tax we won't have to pay.
I'm surprised how much we're going to chisel away as we look into this.
All right, so I will.
Because each window is going to be 15% on top of that. If we buy them into that.
So I will take the. What I'll do is I'll take that. Remember that big RFP we had before?
Yeah.
I'll chop out the construction part, chop out the concrete part. I'll use this SB Ireland one as kind of a basis for that. I'll chop out the electrical. I'll just separate it all and make it however many RFPs, and then we'll have to just put them all out. We're looking for an electrician for this, we're looking for that. And then we'll get bids and see what the hell we're going to do. And see if we're even close with our numbers, right? Because I don't know what any of this shit cost. I know what we pay down there for electrician.
Well, we got to start somewhere here because
I'll have all that ready for
no person sitting here. You'll be still talking to them next March.
You guys have been talking about this since I started here.
Yeah. So I'll have that ready for
pull the plug.
Yeah. Well, what do they say? Shit or get off the ball, right? Oops, I forgot we're being recorded. Oh, well.
Actually, I think we read somewhere that the conversation started in 1999 or something. I don't even know. It was something ridiculous.
Yeah, we've been talking about additions on that.
And new buildings for way before I got involved.
And before we ended up.
Well, we started talking about it because every time when we have a large group of people like we had tonight,
right.
Yeah, there's no room for people are standing in the doorway.
Right.
All
right.
So we do have one other thing, computers.
I figured you would want to give them an update.
Yeah, so I didn't write anything out or anything.
It's all right here.
Okay. So I looked at this computer, that computer. I looked at this computer and that computer. And I went downstairs, looked at servers.
Yeah.
The servers are fine. They're going to be, we don't need to do anything with them right now. If we do need to do something with them in the future, I think based on what I see, the way he's operating here, they only need to be file servers. They don't need to be full-on application servers like what we have, so we can save some money there. We just buy file servers by themselves. But we don't need to worry about that right now because it's all done. Those are fine for another few years. These two computers probably we need to pony up. These two up here. The other ones are probably more in a need of an upgrade, but Windows 10 is going to run for another couple of years. These two here, because they are mission critical or whatever you want to call it, I think those two we need to get computers in here that'll run Windows 11.
This is the lifeline of the whole office.
Yes. So then.
But they aren't awful expensive, you said? These.
No,
these?
I wouldn't think you don't need, because he's running the, what's that program we talked about? NIMR.
Yeah.
Actually runs the EXEs, the executables run on the servers. And then everything else is web-based stuff. And, you know, they do spreadsheets and things like that, but nothing that these computers can't handle, you know, that an average, decent computer couldn't handle. I would say, you know, less than $1,000 a piece. Without,
so that's... And you said most of that money more than that, set aside for the COVID was gone. For,
It's gone. But if you're spending more than $1,000 a piece for an office desk computer, then something's wrong. In this today, it shouldn't cost much more than that.
So it's just I didn't see. You need two.
I would say you get these two immediately. And then, you know, maybe as we go along, we can take one of these, move it out. Maybe next year we take these, move them out there, and give these guys a newer one again. You know.
When we do the budget, we set aside for that stuff.
Yeah, but you see, if we don't have the money in there for that, we also have that Good Neighbor Fund, which is. Is what this is for.
But a stage
upgrade this stuff in this office.
My thoughts would be like a staged upgrade.
I'm just saying we do have something. We set some aside.
But we spend the money on these two, get them done. Maybe get them up. Those monitors are kind of shitty. You can buy really good monitors for $300. Get these two done. Then maybe next year you take these two, move them.
Then buy two more back
and put
here.
Two better ones out here because these are the ones that we, you know, they're carrying the load, right? And just as every couple of years, you want to do that, right?
Yeah.
Keep yourself up to speed because right now we're in a position where these are going to become unsupportable as of October, I think 2010, Windows 2010. They're unsupportable by Windows. They won't get the upgrades. They won't get all the stuff. It's not that big a deal. Those machines in there they'll be fine for another year. Not a problem. If they, these machines aren't running any real big applications. I guess that's what I'm saying. They don't have to be like powerhouse machines.
Well, that's fine. I'm in favor. Just we'll get them bought two that makes sense. Then they keep.
So now
in 2 years.
The real question is. Oh, the other thing I did. I kind of poked around a lot. I'm surprised Bob. I didn't get a call because. He's got sniffers that if you're doing stuff in here you shouldn't be doing, like logging in as administrator and things like I was, he probably gets a notification that stuff's happening, which is fine. I mean, that's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But
even all day when my computer had that moment either.
But there's nothing here that I would be concerned about if Bob just disappeared and we hired somebody else. You know, there's nothing here that, those other guys couldn't pick up. Just saying. You know, everything's real.
That's how you really feel, Tim.
No, I'm just saying. I don't care who you hire. I'm just saying that there's nothing here that is convoluted or hidden or buried or everything's real straightforward. It's laid out. You know.
Anybody who knows how to use that stuff can figure it out, figure out what they're doing, what's going on here.
Without any, if they had some help, it'd be a little easier, of course, a transition. Yeah. But, and I think you told us that Bob really isn't interested in going to Windows 11, right?
He doesn't, what he said to me probably a year or so ago was that basically computers were headed in a direction he was not willing to go.
Right, so maybe we have that discussion, and I can have that discussion with him if you want. I can talk to him, but I say, look, buddy, are you, you know, I understand you're kind of...
He still hasn't said anything to us about...
Old school.
So can you help us transition on
this? Well, there isn't anything wrong with it until there is.
Right.
And basically, I think he's not ready to retire quite yet, but he's not looking to learn a whole new thing either.
Right, he's working in that direction. So if he is, maybe he won't feel too bad about helping us transition into a new support people. And these guys, you know, these guys know their shit. I can tell you, I can testify to that. They do know their business.
Yeah.
Did you find out from Comcast whether we can get out from under the towns?
I did not.
You didn't? Okay.
No, because I wanted to first see if we were going to switch, what we were going
to
do.
Well, even if you're not going to switch, this only makes sense.
Okay.
Right. I mean, if we can get out from under that contract down there and cut out $150 a month bill or $130 or whatever it is for $500, you know, yay. I mean, maybe, do you want to call Bob and ask him about that? Or do you want me to
ask him about what?
How he feels about, you know. We're talking about hiring some new guys
have at it.
For support, and I mean, I don't know the guy.
No, I can contact him. I don't know the language, that's all. He might start throwing things at me, saying, well, what about this?
Don't. I have no idea. That's not the question. Bob, will you help us if we transition to a new vendor?
You might ask the wrong question. You might just throw a language at you don't like.
I'm hoping that he will. I think he will.
It's not very Christmas.
We're considering transition to a new vendor that's willing to help us upgrade to Windows 11 and move on to a new, you know, the more modernize the office, whatever, and that kind of thing. You know, if they need have questions or whatever, can they contact you? He doesn't need to come up here and hold their hand.
Right.
But if these guys have questions,
right,
is it okay if they call him? And we'll they call him, we'll pay him, of course. Mm-hmm. Right? But is he willing to answer the question? That's all we need to know.
My biggest thing is if they're having problems with their computers and he's not giving you the service that you need, that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, right, that's my
that's what we keep talking about.
That's the problem. Yeah. It's not that, you know, if he can't supply the service that we need,
like if we have an emergency and I couldn't work, he would respond.
Yeah.
But if it's not an emergency, I feel like it takes months and months and months.
Yeah, it's
and
like, oh, I need questions this, and I need my...
But you're a municipality and you can't...
Right, so anyways, the question is, Bob, we're talking about hiring a new guy or a new firm to assist us in the IT area. If they have questions about the systems, will you be willing to answer them, you know, paid? We will pay him to do that.
Yearly.
But will it, yeah, you'll pay yearly, but it'll make the transition easier, right? The world.
Rate doubled.
That's what it is. Yeah. Not sure you can do about it. But anyways, I thought you guys would feel a little better about, I poked around, I spent, what, an hour and a half or something, 2 hours here poking around, and it's a pretty stable system. I got to give Bob it. He did a good job.
Well, I think I do like the thing in here. It makes sense in here that we go, we're going to do it, whatever, the two-year plan, whatever, in here, so they get these up, get them going. Then you get rid of the old ones. You put two new ones back in here.
Every couple years.
Rotate it out, and then you're staying in with the...
up with the times.
Yeah, with the times until they blow everything up.
And then I checked this machine, and that machine's the same vintage. They're both the same.
Yeah.
And it's not, I can't. There's a little trick you can do in the BIOS to make it so you can put Windows 11 on that machine, and it's a year, 1 year too old. It won't do it.
Well, if it was a 2018 in there, that doesn't make sense not to.
So that's been here since 2017.
17, yeah. That's a dog's age in IT land.
So 17, and we're probably, if you were doing it now, that one would be considered a 26 model.
Yeah.
So
you're gonna buy one.
Yeah, if you were gonna buy one, it'd be a 26 model.
That puts you out into. These have lasted well.
So
I mean, that's what I gotta give it to Bob. I mean, he's kept.
So that's some that pretty old. You, that 8 to 9 years old. Yeah, these computers.
Not that bad. That's pretty good life on a computer. That's usually it's 2 years.
Yeah.
And they're out. So I think that's what these guys were talking about.
It is. It's a 2 year old one.
Well,
that's a throwaway word. I mean, you got a perfectly good computer there. But you can't upgrade it to what you need.
But what these guys were talking about,
if we were smart in the world, we would make it so you could continue to upgrade these as you needed to.
Because
there's nothing wrong with the computers.
You don't make money that way.
No. I know it.
So that's what these guys.
Where do you do with those?
You gotta recycle.
Pollute the world.
Yeah. They go to India somewhere, and the little kids take them apart and burn the plastic and stuff. They do. I've seen it on. But these guys were talking about. Because there's big companies that rotate their computers every 2 years. So you're saying this one's freaking 8 years old.
Yeah.
Well, they probably get us a 2 year old computer for a couple $100.
That's the bigger companies are rolling
them. Because the bigger companies are rolling them over and you can buy them.
Right.
Keyboards all worn out on them all.
You just get a new keyboard. That's fine. But you know what I mean. So that might be. Anyways, so you've got your.
Not so much anymore. I work at home.
Oh.
All right. So you're gonna have them look into prices for two new machines here, or two year old machines and see what that looks like for us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of just you guys' office stuff, anyways. We don't have to decide on any of that. It's in your budget, anyways. But
yeah.
All right, I think that's, as they say, that's all I got.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resounding aye. The ayes have it. We have been adjourned.